Chester Cheetah? Did he
was
do that?
It? I think so.
Yeah, I thought it was. I'm just a cool dude and a loose move. I think that was like the sound he made after he said his slogan or whatever.
I don't recall that.
The old TV show for the Cheetos, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just don't remember. That sounds more like when they're shaking off getting bonked in the head type of a thing.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, but I think the cheetah was supposed to be like so fast that he had to like come to a stop and be like, right?
Okay.
Like, you know, all right. I don't know. I just remember loving Cheetos as a kid growing up.
Who didn't?
Both,
Cheetos is the best value.
Both the puffy and the crunchy?
No.
Like, not crunchy.
My favorite?
No, not puffy.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
No. Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out. This is because I was economically sound as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? You go to the snack bar, the convenience store.
Was it the Admiral snack bar?
No.
Okay.
But it was, yeah, no. It was the Alahu snack bar.
Star Wars joke.
Okay. Islam joke.
It was a trap.
Okay. But you go to the snack bar or the convenience store or whatever, and there's like the bag of chips, and it's like 99 cents just printed on the bag. You're familiar with this, right?
Yeah.
And then like the Cheetos Puffs or the Funyuns or whatever, they're like net weight 0.25 ounces.
Right, yeah.
And then you buy the bag of crunchy Cheetos, it's like net weight 4 ounces.
Right.
For the same price. So you get more food for the price.
Yep. I wasn't at that level.
I was.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Like Doritos and Cheetos and Fritos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, comparable enough where you get your value. But I was like, I love Funyuns. I can never bring myself to pay 99 cents for a bag because it's just way too little.
Now
look at Funyuns. It's probably like $5 for that same bag.
Oh, yeah. I love Funyuns too, but like, just like the regular Captain Crunch, not the peanut butter Captain Crunch, the regular Captain Crunch, the little squares that destroy the roof of my mouth.
Okay, yeah, that's
fair.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
Like, unlike any other food or snack, like those two were the only ones that I could think of that are like, you would eat them, you'd be like, yeah, that was great. But then like the next day or later that day, you're like, why is my mouth all funky?
Lemon drops would do that to me too. Because I eat like way too many lemon drops at a time.
Oh, and that just burns the roof of your mouth.
It starts, yeah.
Wow, so we should probably get some business out of the way.
Please.
It is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program where you could call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Captain's Log, Stardate 03102024. In the studio tonight, it's myself. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me tonight,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Right. I should have pulled up Green Jello, but I didn't because, well, you know.
We were busy.
Yeah, we were show prepping.
Yeah.
We were prepping
taking
for the
care
show.
Of business.
That's right. But we do have some interesting pig stories for you today here on Free Talk Live. The first of which...
Like oink oink pigs, not like I'm going to shoot your dog pigs.
Yeah, usually it's, you know, the latter.
No way to spoil it for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that big of a surprise.
You could have just let them keep guessing through these three articles that
all
we
right.
have. But no, that's fine. Oink oink indeed. This from KSLA.com, Channel 12. Where is this out of? Channel 12, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
Family uses Oreo cookies to help lure 450-pound pig named Kevin Bacon back to his home.
Nice.
Are you guys familiar with the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
I thought it was 6 degrees, but yeah.
I thought it was 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was 8.
Okay.
Well, are you just messing with us now?
One of you explain to our listeners the 7 degrees, or 6 or 8, or however many degrees. What's the deal with that?
Generally speaking, anyone you associate with, you can make a connection to Kevin Bacon with 6 or 7 connections. Some way,
I don't know if that's true, but that is the definition of this phenomenon.
Right. Yes. And there's ways to do it on like the Wikipedia, just through the link clicking.
Yep.
Like you know, how many links does it take to get to Kevin Bacon?
Yep.
Type of a thing.
I wonder,
and it's less than 6.
I wonder if there's a brand of bacon named Kevin.
There should be.
If not, yeah, there should be.
I know occasionally people will like name their pigs Kevin.
Well, that's what this is.
This is a little haha hee hee.
This pig is named Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Now, the only other pig I'm aware of that has a name is South Park in man, season three or something, man.
Okay.
In the, if you buy like the DVD, in between each episode, they have Matt and Trey like doing a thing. One of the things they did, one of the skits they did in between the episodes of South Park was they did a thing called Making Bacon with Macon.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
It was definitely messed up. What they did is they made like basically bacon lasagna, but with no noodles. They just used bacon.
Okay.
And then they had a pig in the kitchen with them whose name was Macon, right? So they're making bacon with Macon, right?
Okay.
So the pig's name is Macon. They're making bacon. And they make these bacon dishes. And then like you watch an episode and they come back. And they're like, okay, well, let's take it out of the oven now, right? You know, and then they go to another one and they're like, okay, well, let's try it out, see how it tastes. And they take and they feed some of this bacon to Macon, the pig.
Nice.
So the pig is now eating its fellow pig.
I remember I was a vegetarian when I saw that, and I was extremely triggered by it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like it actually like genuinely upset me.
I was
now
baked.
I can kind of like laugh about it.
I was baked and laughed my ass off because
Was there a behind the scenes where they went like they actually did it, or they just pretended to do it?
I think they actually did it. It looked legit.
It looked legit. Like
I get it, but you can get turkey bacon, right?
Yeah,
and then
I don't think they cared. Yeah, I really don't think they cared.
That's why I'm asking.
I feel like Matt Stone, Trey Parker, whatever their names are.
Yeah,
Matt and
those
Trey,
guys.
Those guys.
Go. Okay.
I feel like they wouldn't fake that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't think they. Yeah,
they're kind of like they
didn't seem worried about it. Honestly,
South Park is kind of like the shock jock of animation, or at least they were. Like they were so controversial when they came out. Now they're kind of like lame compared to like some of the other.
You think?
Not lame, but like tame. Right, like other cartoons are like far more out there.
You think
Metalocalypse for sure?
Yeah, but that's an older cartoon. That's not. They don't have any new seasons, do they?
Well, South Park is way older than Metalocalypse.
Yeah, South Park was like high school,
decade or something.
Yeah, but they're still currently making seasons where Metalocalypse is not. I think they just came out with a movie.
Yeah, yeah,
but
they're still doing. I got to meet Gene Hoglan. He's their drummer.
Yeah,
but that's when he was drumming for Fear Factory at the time. He was filling in for a guy, but he also drummed for Testament. He's like the ultimate like fill-in drummer.
Yeah.
But then he was also in a band called Grip Inc. With another guy I met, Jason, who's in Exhorter. They just put an album. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that.
Okay.
We've gotten 7 degrees away from Kevin Bacon somehow.
I would eat human meat if someone fed it to me.
What do you mean fed it to you? Like
if someone went like, here, eat this, it's human meat. I'm like, ooh, let me try.
Hmm.
I would not shy away from it.
I'd have to think about it while it's in front of me and like, you know, look at it, smell it. Was it prepped? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know.
If they baked it into lasagna.
I mean, if you want to get me to eat something like that, and I shouldn't tell anybody this, but like you probably need to not tell me about it.
Okay.
Until after I've eaten it.
Yeah.
Right? And then be like, how'd you like the lasagna? Yeah, it was pretty good. Oh, did you know it was human?
Right? Yeah, I don't know if I'm there yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm there. I'd eat it.
In
a heartbeat. Without hesitation. You can tell
me. You actually
me.
Seem excited about it, too.
I would
so,
be.
Like, if somebody, you know, if anybody wants to come
I feel
through.
Like, with I feel
some-
like we need to do, like, a low-budget, what was the Joe Rogan show before he had his podcast?
Fear Factor,
yeah, with Richie Rich.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
My problem with Fear Factor is a lot of that. It started off fearful, and then by the end of the series, it was just like, how can we gross you out?
Yeah, there was
and
a
like,
lot.
I'm not
bugs.
Scared, right? It's not scary. It's just gross.
Yeah,
I don't want to be gross. I don't want stomach cramps later. You know, just from eating weird stuff.
Yeah,
but the scary stuff, like, oh, we're gonna like suspend you from a crane and.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a parachute. And we're just not going to tell you how far you're going to drop. Like, all right. Like, that could be scary to someone.
Some
and
of
that's
them were
cool.
dangerous, too. Like,
well,
they would have people underwater, like, doing things, whatever, accomplishing a mission underwater. It's kind of risky because you have the potential to have fatalities. And I don't think that would be
that's
good
the fear.
For the show, though.
That's the fear factor.
Right. I know, but
not
I'm
the gross
thinking.
Factor.
Like for liability reasons for the show.
Probably why they went to gross after a few.
Probably.
They wrangled people in and they said, okay, we're not going to do the danger stuff anymore. We've got an audience. Let's just gross them out.
I always wanted to do a parody show of Fear Factor called Beer Factor.
Okay.
And that's where you do a thing sober and then you get like 6 beers in you and try to do the same thing again and see how well you do or don't do after 6 beers.
Hmm.
Beer Factor. Right?
So the football game after the barbecue.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
and a couple shots, right? You know, depending on, you know, who you are. Anyway, what is the, so I love bacon, just as a general, you know, food. Like, bacon makes everything better, in my opinion. The only thing that, you know, makes bacon better than bacon is more bacon. And, like, have you ever had beef bacon?
No.
No.
So it's a cut. It's a fatty cut of beef, and it's usually thick cut, and it's, I don't know, broiled or something like that. So I don't know what the cut is of the pig that makes the bacon. I should. But I also don't know what the cut is of the beef that makes the beef bacon. So maybe you guys don't know either, but what is the cut of the human that would make human bacon?
I think for the pig, it's the back.
Is it?
It's like...
Or
the front pork. It might be pork belly, but it's cured.
The love handles, is that what they call that?
For me, they're tactical love handles.
It's for concealment.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, family uses Oreo cookies to help lure a 450-pound pig named Kevin Bacon back to his home.
For the record, that would also lure me home.
Oreo cookies.
I ate some Oreos last night because, like, I really just want to drink some milk, but I need a reason to drink milk.
Yeah.
So I had some Oreos with it.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
If you're gonna, something else about milk recently. Oh, it was the whole thing about the eating cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
Right thing. This isn't new.
That's exactly what I said.
If the parental units would make something I didn't want to eat and I put up enough of a fuss, they'd be like, well, fine, get your own food, right?
And all you got to make with cereal.
And I'd go grab some, you know, cereal in the cupboard and pour a bowl and boom.
But not even just that. Are they pretending that actual poor people weren't already on a diet of cereal and ramen noodles?
Well, and here's the other thing. Cereal
ain't cheap. It's pretty tone deaf.
Well, it's cheaper than everything else right now.
It's cheaper than a nutritious, like any sort of protein or like a nutritious balanced meal. Absolutely. Cereal is going to be cheaper. It's going to, especially if you're getting the store brand.
Well, if you get the big bag on the bottom shelf, you know, you're getting the value pack, sure.
But they were attacking the CEO of Kellogg's for suggesting it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't control inflation.
So there's that. Right? So, and that's the thing. It's like, well, one, I'm sure all of the people that need to do that already are. So bad advice. But I think the anger was definitely misplaced. Because if he's the CEO of Kellogg's, obviously he wants to sell more cereal.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
he's just doing what
I didn't
he
really
gets
fault
paid for.
Him, but it was pretty tone deaf. It's like, yeah, you clearly have never been even lower middle class.
Let me also suggest the reason it's coming up is because there are those that previously didn't have to do that. Right.
That
are now moving down that ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inflation is such that what's the meme going around on the internet that, like, hey, just in time for me to make middle class, now I'm lower class again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Thank you, inflation.
So people who could afford it and never had to eat cereal for dinner are now struggling with, oh man, I can't afford dinner food.
Right.
What am I going to do? Yeah. And the Kellogg's guy goes, like, just eat cereal. It's what all the poor people have been doing for decades. Now you're one of them. Like,
yep. Welcome.
Join the club. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to cereal for dinner. You're now broke.
All right. This from Brighton, Wisconsin, of all places. I didn't know. WTMJ has reported this. Kevin Bacon, the pig, showed up unannounced at a family's home in Wisconsin. However, it wasn't the famous actor. It was a 450-pound animal.
Wait, I thought you said this was out of Louisiana. This 450-pound pig made it from Louisiana to Wisconsin?
KSLA is the source of the article, but then it's been republished by them, and it was originally published by WTMJ out of Brighton, Wisconsin.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Are you less confused now?
I am, because that's a long way for a pig to go to be like... You know, lured home with Oreos.
450 pounds. He could, you know.
I'm talking about the lured home with Oreos, though. He's going to gain it all back by the time he gets back.
A lot of Oreos to lure that bastard with. Yeah.
Ooh, an Oreo. Ooh, an Oreo.
Kevin Bacon is the name of a pig who loves taking walks, meeting new people, and more than anything, eating donuts.
Oh.
Bacon flavored donuts.
We're talking about a 450-pound swine who. Loves eating donuts.
Oh, man. Yeah, that went over my head at first.
Typical American.
Brighton resident Jake Mulgaard. There's like three A's in there or something.
Oh.
Mulgaard.
Okay. Scandinavian guy.
Must be. Brighton resident Jake Mulgaard was home Friday night when his wife found something unusual. He said she came into the room while he was watching TV and told him there was a pig on their driveway camera. When they checked, the two found Kevin Bacon standing at their back door.
That's still funny.
It is. He had wandered off from a nearby hobby farm and stopped by to say hello. Something tells me he didn't say hello.
Got any donuts?
I've got things I can't say about that on the radio in my head. Mulgaard made a few phone calls to find the pig's owner, who was out of town for the weekend. The owner had asked Mulgaard if it was a big black pig he had found. He's like, yeah, his name is Kevin Bacon. And he's actually a little lonely, so he'll probably be just looking for company, Mulgaard said.
Just give him a place to stay for the night. I'll be home to get him in the morning.
Was it Kevin Bacon in Footloose?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. Now I got this picture of this 450-pound swine.
He's got
dancing
moves.
Like dancing, okay. Like on his, you know, hindquarters, spinning a girl around, you know, that kind of stuff. With some assistance from the Kenosha Sheriff's Department, Mulgaard's family brought Kevin home, a one-mile walk that took 2.5 hours.
It's about right for a 450-pound anybody.
Yeah. It's actually pretty impressive. That was a good time for him.
There was, in the Seattle area, there was this, it's called the Lard Butt 1K.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's just like every other thing where like people sign up for this thing and they got to go get sponsors. So you give me $5, you give me $5, I'll do this 1K thing and we'll raise some money for, I don't know, you know, the food bank or something, right? And
for
so
Weight Watchers.
And so it's literally like, it's not really a race. It kind of is. Like, it's set up like a race. But instead of having like stations for water, like a normal like marathon would have. Now, mind you, 1K isn't very far. Right. Normally, like these races are like 10K.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like bicycle races or marathon runs, you know, that kind of thing.
It's
so,
like 2.5 laps around the track.
So 1K, not very far. But what they had is they had both donut stops.
Oh, geez.
So if you got like
that
tired,
is like so degrading.
Along the way, you could stop and have a donut. And then the next stop you would get to, instead of a donut stop, they had beer.
Okay.
The beer is better because
it's called the Lard Butt 1K. It's supposed to be for people who don't, you know, normally get up and get physical to, donate some, you know, effort to charity.
Yeah, the donuts do feel like.
But also,
a little,
also,
you know,
celebrate their lard butt.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was appropriately named.
Yeah.
I never attended, but I wanted to.
You weren't even in good enough shape to do the lard butt 1K.
No, I think I was probably at that time.
I think
time,
I'll just watch.
I might be in good enough shape now to do it. Okay. Right? But like at that time, I was too skinny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I first discovered it. I might have been, I think I was still walking a good distance, taking the bus. I was in the big city.
Okay.
You know, that kind of a thing. So.
All right.
But at any rate, what were we talking about? Donuts? Oh, yeah, pigs.
Getting Kevin Bacon home.
Kevin Bacon. At one point during the walk, Mulgaard's daughter, Chloe, jumped on Kevin's back to get him to speed up.
How does that work?
How does adding more weight to it?
Maybe like
a
horse.
Jerk. So going to giddy
needs,
up?
Yeah.
Can't they just whip him from afar? Like like if the horse were, you know, plowing or something?
What they needed is one of these cattle rustling dogs that the ranchers have.
Yeah.
You know, to like
a border collie. To, yeah.
Or a border pig like the movie. Border Babe. Pig? Wasn't he like a sheep herding pig?
Oh, man.
I don't remember that movie.
All right.
Yeah.
I just remember Charlotte's Web. That's the pig movie I remember.
Never mind then.
The owner said that if he stops on you, you can jump on his back, and he likes to run at that point, Mulgaard said. So apparently the owner was like, yeah, you know. So the daughter jumped on anyway. The family got Kevin home using Oreo cookies and anything else they could find in the fridge. Here's some expired olives. Here's all these pickles been in there.
How do you take your eggs?
Not only did they help get him back home, they also made a friend for life.
Aw. He's going to escape again and come visit. Now he knows where to get his Oreos.
How long a 450-pound pig, like, you know, lasts? Like,
yeah, I don't know the lifespan of pigs either.
Yeah, but I don't think it's is it necessarily overweight, or I think they are just really that size.
Well, yeah, but what's the lifespan of a pig that's not getting slaughtered?
Right.
Probably pretty long. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is that a pot belly?
That's a big black pig.
I'm not a pigologist or whatever you call somebody who studies pigs.
Baconators?
Baconators. they all wanted to adopt him immediately, and I said, we don't have a place to put a 450-pound pig. But yeah, they fell in love with him right away, Mulgaard said.
15 to 20 years.
All right, there you go.
That's pretty long lifespan. Yeah. It's like, you know, a small dog.
You just go visit them longer than a dog.
That's about as long as people got to take care of their kids, right?
My cat's 20 years old.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Cat's not a dog.
There we go. But a small dog, you've never met a 25-year-old Chihuahua, you know, they're all droopy and teeth falling out or whatever. They don't look good, but they're still...
Okay.
Have a pulse.
All right.
You're describing everybody at the old folks home.
Don't look good, but got a pulse.
Kevin Bacon, the pig, is now back home safe and sound and appears to be in good spirits.
I mean, if he's only a couple miles away, they can go visit anytime. Right? It's like, oh, what do you want to do today? Oh, let's go see Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, but that's like a couple hour walk.
Well, yeah.
I think that was just with the pig.
I know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're real close.
Yeah.
He's like right there. You could stop off on your way
home
from
school. They're like, we're just going down the street.
Yeah. Show off to your friends. Let's go pick my friend Kevin Bacon. Jump on him. He'll go faster.
Jump on him. He'll go faster. Now I got that stupid Kenny Loggins Footloose song stuck in my head.
Don't start it because...
Oh, man.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know it, and I don't need it stuck in my head either.
What do you mean? You never seen the movie?
I may have seen it once a long time ago, and I'm not the music guy, so.
There was a Saturday Night Live skit they did, I think with Kevin Bacon, the actor, not the pig, and it was called Footless, and one of his feet had been cut off, and so he had to dance with one foot.
Nice.
603-283-6160. Still to come. Why would your coworkers leave a beheaded pig at your workstation? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash Masternodes. The Masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by that treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first, nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org.
Let's get ready to talk. Wait, does it make any sense? Verbally rumble?
Yes, no, it does. That makes total sense. We got to get ready to talk.
Well, I mean, I was ready to talk when the show started at
TPR,
so.
Well, this is the second segment. We got to get ready again.
Wow, segment two already. What did the frog say to the other frog?
Ribbit.
Time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Mm.
Oh, dad jokes. That's right.
I've got a new soundboard on my phone, and I wish I had it plugged in so we could just do the rim shot.
Yeah. Wish in one hand and, you know, in the other, and see what you get most of.
Oh.
I found something.
Keep the catch rag in the other hand.
I found something about a soundboard while I was doing some troubleshooting tech support type stuff. And I haven't explored it any further, but maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. Future. In the future.
Yeah.
In the future.
In the year 2000.
Hopefully, government slaving's time ends.
Oh, my goodness.
In the future.
Don't get me started.
Tired of that crap.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, and people support it.
That's what I don't get. People that support it. And then everyone in Arizona's like, haha. Yeah. The rest of the country, losers.
And Hawaii.
Yeah, no, it's so
dumb.
They have to do it in Hawaii, yeah.
So dumb, too.
I mean, Hawaii can kind of just do their own thing because they're so far away. I mean, what time zone?
Hawaii.
Yeah, but like what?
Hawaiian standard
how
time.
Many?
GMT minus 10.
How far removed is it from New Hampshire?
Depends.
Like how many hours?
I'm going to say GMT minus 10 because it depends on what time zone New Hampshire decides it wants to be in right now.
If I remember correctly, it's 2 hours more than West Coast time, right?
So that's four?
Generally less, unless West Coast springs forward, and then it's 3 hours behind.
Okay, right. So that's what I was thinking. Right, because
so three to four, depending on
well, just
which
go,
slavings
here's the thing.
Right. We are.
Here's the dumb thing about daylight savings time. We picked an arbitrary starting point, Greenwich. I don't know why. I don't care. But that's time zero. Everything else is measured in like plus or minus Greenwich.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Hawaii is fixed at GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, minus 10.
Right.
So if you want to know like where you are on Greenwich Mean Time is plus or minus whatever. New Hampshire is now GMT minus 4, I think. Right? And then
Yeah.
And then Hawaii is minus 10. So there's a 6-hour difference there. But you can just stick with GMT and you're good. Everything like follows that.
Just going on about how dumb daylight savings time is. Like the whole thing is dumb. There's not just one thing about it that's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. There's no practical reason for it.
But what about the farmers?
I think that's a myth. I'm pretty sure that's a myth.
And then now people will be like, oh, but the children.
But here's
that's
even,
always
even
the
if
other
it was
thing.
Ever even
the
if it
children.
Was ever for the farmers, like the cattle doesn't know what time it is.
You don't want
nothing to do.
Of course not.
You don't want children growing up having consistent sleep patterns for all of their life, do you?
Well, and
like,
actually
I do.
I know parents who are like, it's miserable for like the first week of daylight savings time because their kids are all jacked up because most children are very like rigid creatures and they, you know,
and regimen.
Yeah, they really like their structures. Not all kids, but a lot of kids really like that structure.
Especially so the autistic ones.
Yeah, so it's like now you have your kid that already was waking up at 6 a.m., waking you up at 5 a.m., that sucks.
Well, here's an illustration. I worked for a tech company based in Seattle, and I worked, when I lived in Seattle, I worked for this company. I move here to New Hampshire, clear across the country, right? West Coast time zone, all the way now to Eastern Standard Time, right? My employer had an easier time adjusting to me having moved from West Coast to the East Coast than they did an employee who moved from Seattle to Hawaii.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because of meeting times and the calendar and the schedule and all that kind of crap.
Like you want to have a meeting, you want to have a meeting West Coast time at 9 a.m.
Right.
It's like noon in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Right. Like people in Hawaii still sleeping. You got to wait.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you want to have it at 9 a.m. Hawaii time. It's like afternoon New Hampshire time. People are getting ready to go home for the day.
Yeah.
It's a pain.
So, yeah, that happens.
Right. But if Greenwich Mean Time is the zero time, then from there, I've said this before. I say this every year we do this nonsense.
Okay.
Right? They took time zero, and then you just slice the globe up in 24 equal spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then whatever time zone you happen to be in, you're in. And now we're in the wrong time.
He said you're in.
You're in. That's it.
Thanks, Nicky.
Like, that's your time based on time zero. You don't get to arbitrarily change it based on, you know, the diktats of the state. It's just you're just wrong at that point.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is wrong, in my opinion. It should go away.
That's what I'm saying.
Another useless thing that government has, dance, monkeys, dance!
But there are people that want this to be the time that it is because they like this time better. But this is the wrong time. This is not where that slice occurs when you slice it up in 24 equal slices.
So we're in the wrong time.
We're in the wrong time. We're arbitrarily dictated by the government in the wrong time.
So if, say, Nikki were to have a child sometime in the next month or so, it would be born in the wrong time?
Yes.
And that's a big
deal. The government
deal.
Document would be an hour ahead of the actual birth time.
I hate that because then how am I going to do her birth chart?
Right.
Just minus an hour.
I'm going to have to because that's not correct. That's good to know. I'm glad you brought that up because I need to know. That's important information.
Well done, Richie Rich.
I like the meme. The son texts his mom's like, hey, mom, what time was I born?
Yeah, he's like, stop talking to her.
Stop talking to her.
All right.
Too many of those.
Yeah.
So in the previous segment, we talked about Kevin Bacon, the pig, not the actor. Well, we did kind of talk about the actor. We talked about Footloose a little bit, but only because this pig's name was Kevin Bacon. And so we had to talk about actual Kevin Bacon.
We have to make the distinction between the pig and the actor.
And the degrees. Yes, and all that kind of thing. But
could you get the pig to the actual Kevin Bacon in 6 degrees or less?
Probably.
And just by name.
Oh, all right.
It's 1 degree. Done.
Well, no, it's they're spelled differently.
Though, right? I mean, I don't know how that all works.
All right.
Just thought it was funny.
Good job. You did it in one. Congratulations.
If I have to explain it's not funny. Speaking of pigs, this from CBS News. Workers asked about pay, then reprisals allegedly began with a pig's head left at a workstation.
Isn't that like deli meats?
That's
boar's head?
Boar's head, yes.
That's in the brand. Pig family.
That's a brand, not...
Yeah, but it's in the... A boar is a pig, right?
I don't think they cut the head off of a boar and left it on somebody's workstation.
Yeah, but, you know, cousins. It's in the same neighborhood. 7 degrees or less.
You got to cook it at more than 7 degrees.
Like third cousins.
That's like freezing.
All right, just seven degrees for 18 hours.
I just throw it over in the kiln here for 5 seconds.
It's slow cooked. Come on.
Tennessee's biggest pork producer is accused of retaliating against workers who asked about their pay, with one worker allegedly finding a severed pig's head at their workstation, according to the Department of Labor.
That's some Godfather Mafia stuff right there.
Wait, the
you
context?
Ask about your pay, perhaps you will find a severed pig's head at your workstation.
Yeah.
The context does make it a little bit more normal, because if this was just like an office cubicle situation and there's a severed head,
this is just
that would be...
So they had one available.
Pork, this is just a redneck...
Pork manufacturer, okay. You know.
This is just a redneck practical joke, right?
If they didn't just ask about pay.
Right, yeah. Or is it mafioso?
If it happened when they didn't ask about pay, it would just be like Bob doing his thing that Bob does to the new
guy. This feels a little threatening.
Yeah.
The pig's head incident allegedly occurred after the employee had asked about their wages, sparking Tosh Farms LLC management to threaten them with termination.
As they are within their right.
So if I go to my boss and I'm like, hey, how come my pay sucks? They go, oh, if you ask about that again, we'll fire you.
Yeah, well within their right.
Okay, but it's still like, that's a douche move.
It's a
douche
move.
I mean, asking about it, but you should have negotiated your wage better before.
Well, maybe. You demonstrate a level of performance.
Yeah,
you've been there for a few years.
Or
the situation changes,
like
you
any other place, if like any other place, they start, you know, piling on responsibilities because you're, you know,
doing better, one
of the 20% that does 80% of the work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're like, hey, you know, I'm doing all this extra stuff now that, you know, we didn't agree to in the beginning, you know, when's my review, like, would be the right question for you to ask.
Right.
Right. If you're going to negotiate pay.
Like my regular job, the owner is of the opinion that this is what you negotiated and that never shall it change.
Yeah, that's not really how things work.
It's not how things work.
No.
Right. Which is why the office is empty and we have remote workers. Because we can only find people to work for his wage in the most depressed parts of the country.
Right.
But also, I mean, that is kind of within their right if it's like, well, you know, I need to get paid more. And if they're like, I can't pay you more, then you either accept what I'm paying you or you have to leave.
Right. But I've also had a conversation with my direct boss and I was like, you cannot replace me for what you're paying me.
Yeah.
Right. Like the market has shifted. You're now getting me at a discount. Should I choose to leave? He's like, well, I could fill the chair. I'm like, yeah, you can absolutely fill the chair.
Yeah.
Right. But if you want quality that I provide, right, it costs a little more now than it did. And you're lucky I'm too lazy to go out and look.
The worker in question here found the dead animal's head after returning from a meeting with managers, the Labor Department alleges. Tosh Farms allegedly retaliated against several employees for requesting their wages. What does that mean, requesting their wages? You should know what you're making.
Maybe they haven't been paid. Maybe this is, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because that would make sense, right? Requesting your wages.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Like, hey, we've worked for 2 weeks and you haven't given us a paycheck. How about this pig's head instead? How do you like that?
Yeah, here's a wage. You didn't say what denomination of currency. We pay you in pig's heads.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite. You get paid in, like, eggs.
Suddenly there's a chart for, like, you know, the rise of the value of a pig's head over time against the dollar. The dollar's...
When you first start, you only get the pig's feet, work your way up to the bacon, you make management, you get a pig's head medallion.
I really made it. Got a pig's head. So they allegedly retaliated against several employees, with the investigation finding that the workers were assigned tasks outside of their normal duties, such as cleaning bathrooms and picking up pig waste.
There you go.
Asking about one's wages is protected activity under the Fair Labor Standards Act. They're only acting that their standards are fair. And federal law blocks employers from firing or discriminating against employees who have filed a complaint or who are working with the DOL in their investigations, the agency said. Wow. That's just too many cooks in the kitchen there.
Right? Okay.
Should be the employer and the employee having an honest discussion about wages.
Yep.
And that should be it. And if you're like, well, hey, I think I deserve a raise because I'm doing all this extra work, and they go, no, we don't think you do. Okay, well, then there you have it.
Right.
That's the honest conversation, right? Or no, we can't afford to pay you more, right? Like, it depends. Like, I mean, these are honest conversations that aren't happening because we get the Fair Labor Standards Act, the feds involved, and then we get, all sorts of, unions or, labor organizations involved in these discussions, when it really should just be an honest conversation between the employer and the employee.
Here's the problem. When it comes to wages and labor, the employer is more in a position of power than the laborer, because you're going to do the labor first, and then you're going to get paid.
Right.
And if the owner doesn't pay you once you've done the labor, right, you are hamstrung by the circumstance to use the state to enforce that. Because should you try to enforce it on your own, you will be the bad guy. Right? You can't go rob your employer and take your pay violently from him if he refuses to pay you, because then he will go to the state and the state will enforce his will against you.
Or you could tell the employer to shove it and go get a new job.
But then you're still out the labor that you performed.
Yes, you are.
Right. So how do you make things fair absent the state, right? If the employer...
Reputation, right? So now you have, like, you know, absent the state, there would be something along the lines of, like, you've heard of Glass Ceiling or any of these websites that Glassdoor, thank you.
Yeah,
any of these websites that rate employers, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. It'll ruin his reputation going forward, but you still are not made whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, to make yourself whole, he either has to do what's right or you have to get violent.
Right. In the current circumstance, yes, he is hamstrung.
Right.
Absent the state, I don't think that this would even occur.
Okay. That's fair. That might be more fair.
Or if it did, that, like, there would be an arbitration clause for, you know, disputes in your employer agreement.
I mean, even with the state, what we know is people get judgments against them and they still refuse to pay.
Right.
And then it's hard. Then you still have to go collect it.
Yeah. So the company's, quote, appalling actions and clear attempts to intimidate and retaliate against its employees will not be tolerated, unquote, said Tramell Howard, the DOL's regional solicitor in Atlanta. I think they mean attorney. Isn't that the British term for attorney, solicitor?
Okay, yeah.
Seth Krantz, the company's veterinarian, refuted the government's allegations and vowed to fight the claims. It's important to Tosh Pork, that our employees are treated with dignity and respect, and that our animals receive proper care, Krantz said in an email to CBS Money Watch.
Clearly not, if there's an employee dispute and they're retaliating with desecrating animals' carcasses.
Tosh Pork seeks to follow all federal, state, and local regulations, including the Fair Labor Standards Act. You know how they said they seek to follow them all, not that they do follow them all.
Right. Make a best effort.
This is legalese for all you people out there not familiar. He added, Tosh Pork denies it engaged in the retaliatory conduct alleged by the DOL per its March 5th, 2024 news release, and intends to defend itself in court. I assume Tosh Pork has better, more expensive lawyers than the person in question.
It's usually how it goes.
Well, but if they're defending it against a case brought by the state through the Department of Labor.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. It evens the playing field ever so slightly.
Well, I actually tilts it in the government's favor, but that's because the government can throw as much money and time and resources at it as they want to without having to worry about it.
But in this case, on behalf of the employees.
Yes. The federal agency has filed a complaint and motion seeking a restraining order to stop Tosh and its human resources manager from continuing its alleged retaliation. So, what, they're just leaving pigs' heads on desks every day? Like, allegedly continuing? Like, you would think there'd be some evidence, like a photo or, are they doing it again and more and that kind of a thing?
Well, I'm sure they would just pile on the charges if they continued to do it.
Yeah.
They probably got the message through the bad press, through the lawsuit.
DOL investigators found the company owed five workers $39,375 in back wages.
Each or total?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
And assessed $36,731 in civil money penalties.
So if it's each, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. If it's individual, that's still like not a small amount, right? Like $8,000 a person.
Right.
I don't know about you, but it takes me a little bit of time to accumulate $8,000 of wages.
Sure enough.
If they're not going to pay me up front, there's a lot of bills that aren't going to get paid.
Indeed. The family-run business produces swine. No kidding. Really? I would have never guessed. Tosh Pork produces swine. Mm. And grows crops, including corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Swine food?
On 18,000 acres in Henry, Tennessee. Its pig business, Tosh Pork, sells its products for national and international distribution to Costco, JBUSA, and Kroger.
Ah, so now you know who to boycott.
Agency. Man.
If you're gonna.
I thought this would be a much better article.
What's your problem with the article?
Well, there's no photos.
Oh.
I need pictures, man. I read the book for the pictures, man.
Aw. Do you want me to draw you a pig's head on a desk?
That can be arranged if that's what you
Richie,
need.
Richie Rich brings one in next week, Sunday.
I'll just bring in a pig heads for you. I'll stop off at Boar's Head.
You know, well, last week I brought my box of pork, my two boxes of pork.
And really? Didn't share with anybody?
Yeah. I don't remember this.
You don't remember this? My 160 pounds of...
Did I have some?
No.
Oh.
It was frozen, so...
Oh, that's right. I do remember this.
I remember you mentioned
it. It was in the trunk. Yeah, it was in the trunk. Okay.
She didn't bring it in here. And
well, that doesn't count.
It wasn't like show and tell or anything, right?
Yeah. I knew she had it, but she didn't bring it in.
That's why I didn't remember it, because I didn't see it. Right?
Yeah.
I brought my box of pork to work today.
Bring your pig to work day.
They didn't include that, by the way. I think the butcher kept that part.
Isn't there don't you buy pork jaw or something like that to jowl or something? It's like part of the jaw or something, put in soups or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
It's a tail. Pork rinds. All of it, right?
Oh, man, pork rinds are great.
Yep.
I've never eaten pork rinds before.
I keep meaning to bring some for you.
Yeah, keto potato chips. Yeah.
That's the only thing, if you're doing the keto diet, it's the only thing that resembles potato chips that you can eat.
Someone brought beef chips to the new mover party on Tuesday.
Nice.
Beef chips? Was it like a tallow potato chips?
It was,
or was
no, it
was
a
beef chip?
It was a thin slice of dried beef.
That's cool.
It was.
Yeah, there's another thing called beef chips that, we won't talk about.
Cow patties?
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef chips. That's right. Sometimes mushrooms grow on them.
Yes. I have one. Spray painted gold, mounted on a plaque in my house. Yeah.
Wow.
There's a song he used to play on Dr. Demento called Cow Patty, and it's like a Western song, but the hero of the song rides on a moped called Flame.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I think I paid like $100 or $150 for that plaque.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow. Well, hello,
it's supposed to be a reminder.
Mr. Fancy Pants.
It's supposed to be a reminder. You put it on your doorway, and then you leave your BS at the door.
Yeah, that's good.
That's beautiful.
I like that.
All right.
Pigs, don't be leaving pigs' heads on people's workstations, people. That's,
unless it's a joke.
Well, okay.
Unless Bob goes like, hey, could you have a pig's head for me by tomorrow? And you go like, yeah, I'll just leave it on your desk.
No, know your audience, I guess. Okay. Right? Yeah. Like some people would think that that's funny.
If this wasn't a labor dispute, it would absolutely be hilarious.
I think in the context, yeah, that's what kind of probably lost them.
Captain Context. All right. Are you guys familiar with Pig Casa?
No. Is this another one where it sounds like the guy's name but isn't? Is he missing an ear?
So, people of Carthage, lend me your ears. No, just kidding. So it sounds like you're saying Picasso, the long dead but famous painter. But no, this has a G in it, Picasso.
Okay.
Picasso has died at age 8.
Rest in peace.
So not as long as
your... So not quite 15 the 15 to 20 years.
Rest in Greece, is that what you said?
Oh, man.
Man. Come on. Too soon.
Too soon.
It's still, you know, it's still raw.
I hope that was planned.
Even if it wasn't.
It wasn't, you know.
Even if it wasn't. That was beautiful. You can't write comedy like that.
She's a natural.
The pig, whose paintings ranked. Let me try this one more time.
The paintings ranked like pig?
The pig whose paintings raked in more than $1 million.
Oh, man.
$1 million?
Has passed away after a chronic illness.
I'm sure his owner is very upset. Like, I thought I had 10 more years of this $1 million pig paintings. Right?
They have a picture of this very large pig with what looks like a... It looks like a whiteboard, but it's probably like a canvas stretched out over a frame.
The head out and Photoshop it on a desk for the last article.
It's got either like a marker or some sort of a paintbrush in its mouth and is like taking strokes, if you will, with the paintbrush against this white canvas background.
Okay.
Making some sort of...
I feel like I've seen this before with an elephant.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the elephant that does it. I'm pretty sure probably different species of animals can do it too. If you can get them to hold the paintbrush, then they'll probably just do it, right?
Sorry, nobody does it with a monkey. Too easy.
I'm trying to remember the name of the lady. Like when I was growing up in the 80s, there was a movie about her. She got in some car accident or whatever and like lost her arms.
Okay. Painted with her toes?
Painted with her feet. Yeah. Okay. And like was really good. Like super good. Like you're like, really? Like I can't even do that with, you know, four limbs.
Humans are adaptable, man.
Like
she's got nothing else to do. You need to learn how to paint with your toes.
Global art sensation, Pig Casa. Global art sensation.
I feel like I should know more than.
I got to add that to my list of titles.
What?
Global
the
sensation.
The authentic global art sensation, Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. I don't know. That's a lot.
Man of many titles.
Let me contemplate that. Don't go anywhere. We've got more about Pig Casa on the way. Plus, we've got some other fun stuff in store for you. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
You can help more people hear the message of liberty by joining Free Talk Live's AMPS program on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. And you'll get access to special perks. Visit amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It's Sunday night. The telephone number, if you'd like to join, is 603-283-6160. We got some callers on hold. We'll get to those momentarily.
Give us your best pig story. Or snort.
What kind of pig story?
I don't know. That's for pig. The callers to give us.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep the theme going, Kevin.
Come on.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen the pig calling contest? It's like a county fair sort of deal in the Midwest.
And I've heard of this, but I've never witnessed one.
They have all the ladies go up and...
All the ladies go up?
Yeah, there's only ladies that did it. I don't know, but... Wow. I guess they're the ones that call in the pigs.
Was it for National Women's Day?
That's how they find their husband.
Or International, I'm sorry. International Women's Day. I would have celebrated, but I'm not an international woman.
Oh. I was on that day.
Okay.
I reverted back.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization, or DAO, that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for the sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's first start with Matthew calling from Washington. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. I was just calling because I was listening to the podcast last night, and you were talking about the extended deterrence and the dual-capable aircraft. And I think it's a little more nuanced than just bombing people in foreign countries in that. So the F-35, the U.S. gives it to other countries to use, and the certification allows them to use the nuclear weapons that are stored, according to the Federation of American Scientists, in Belgium, Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands. So what it does is it lets the other countries have nukes and use them on planes that the U.S. gave them. So it's not just bombing people in other countries. It's allowing other countries to nuke other countries.
Yeah, that sounds worse.
But it's just fancy terms for, like, okay, we're not going to do it ourselves, but we're going to give you the equipment to do it.
Yeah, it's a weird situation, and you see it where you don't want other people to have nukes, but you're just like, oh, well, if you wanted to use them, you can now use them with this fancy plane that you paid hundreds of millions of dollars for.
Right. So the two or three word phrase is a euphemism for bombing people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like the way that that Tesla works with their cars, and they're like, well, you can buy this plane, but you're going to have to spend some extra money to be able to use the cool nuclear feature on it.
Are you familiar with the term kinetic military action?
Oh my goodness!
That sounds like bombing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was equating this other phrase to.
It's not an attack. We're not at war.
Right. Yeah.
It's just a kinetic military action.
Right. That's
we're just in motion.
That's what the U.S. Spokespersons said. Gulf 2. Whenever the bombing started, like, yeah, we're not going to war. We're not at war, but we are engaging in kinetic military action, which means they were bombing people.
It's very Orwellian.
Yeah.
Changing the language.
Yeah. And I apologize. I know it wasn't a cop story, so I don't know if it counts as a pig story, but I think it's close enough.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Go for it.
Just paint a little oinker on the side of the nuke and then radiated bacon. Radiacon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Matthew was going to tell us a pig story.
No, that was.
Oh.
No, I think that counted as a pig story.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to count that as a pig story.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you. That's one little curly Q tail for Matthew.
All right. Curly fries.
Congratulations, Matthew. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thanks for taking me on.
Hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. We're giving away curly tails tonight.
You're very liberal with the pig stories.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, any yeah. Story is a pig story if you want it to be.
You know, if it's sloppy enough.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Don't wallow in it, though.
Okay.
All right. Let's move over here to, we got Crichton calling from Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys. Just as recently, I received an invitation to apply to the GE Aviation plant in Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about Hooksett, New Hampshire. And I was hoping that some people local to New Hampshire might give me a better idea of what to expect.
Yeah, so Hooksett, it's essentially Manchester. I mean, you could stay in Hooksett, but it's just right outside of Manchester. So I'm assuming anything you would do,
you'd go into Manchester.
Yeah, you'd just drive a couple of minutes into Manchester.
Or Concord. It's like right on the edge. Yeah, it's like right on the edge of Manchester, which is the most populated city, and close and like within minutes away from Concord. If you need to do anything at the capital,
is Concord the number two populated city?
I think so.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah,
but Concord is the capital.
Concord the capital, right?
And like Manchester is the biggest city, so you're on the edge. You're bordering Manchester, and real close to Concord for anything.
Is it like suburban, you know, residential area?
Yeah. Okay. Mainly residential in Hooksett.
It's also split by the river, so there's, you know, like Manchester, there's Hooksett on east and west side of the river. It's not functionally different. Just, you know your geography if you're like looking to buy a house and you have a commute. Because if you're on one side of the river and you have to commute to the other, you have to either go north or south to find a bridge.
I'd say if you're visiting, it's a pretty convenient location just to be in the Manchester Concord area because there's more restaurants, there's more stuff going on. So
they're not particularly good restaurants, but they're there.
They exist, where in other parts of New Hampshire, they do not exist at all.
Yes.
Crichton? So,
how far away from McKean is it?
It's like an hour and 15 minutes, depending.
Yeah. I live in Manchester, and my commute here to do the radio show is about an hour and 15 minutes from Manchester. So again, depending on where you are in Hooksett, you're either going to go north into Concord to take the highway over, or you're going to go south into Manchester to take the highway over. But you won't get a direct shot.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Crichton. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
I will say that the ride to Keene from Manchester or vice versa is wonderful, especially during the day and certain times of year, like spring when the wildflowers are blooming on the side of Route 9.
The boys is tripping.
Sun is shining.
Don't get stuck behind a plow truck during the winter. It is much less wonderful.
There is a bit of a wintry mix, early spring, late winter storm last night. Okay. So on my way home, the road was completely unplowed, and for a while it was fine. I'm originally a Wisconsin kid. I know how to drive in snow, right? I only got a front-wheel drive car, but whatever, it's fine. I'm doing fine, you know, 35 miles an hour in a 55, right? You know, it's snowing out, right? There's
reasonable, you know, depending on the conditions.
But then I get behind the guys doing 20.
Yep.
And, like, you can't pass a guy in those conditions. You just got to, like...
Not with two-wheel drive.
Sit back and, like... Well, and it's hilly and curvy.
If you believed, you could.
Like, I mean, there was one opportunity that, like, you know, later on in the drive, I'm like, I should have done it.
I will say this. The beauty of passing those people late at night is there's less likely oncoming traffic, number one.
Yeah.
And you can't see the line, so you don't know where the passing zone is, so everything's a passing zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a firm believer in making your own rules. You know, create your own destiny.
It's not my rules. I can't see the line.
Choose your adventure. Whatever. might end up in a head-on collision. Who knows?
No. You be judicious about it. You can see up ahead. And they're going 20. So
just go for it.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need that much. If they're going 20, you don't need a long runway to make the pass.
I'm pretty familiar with the path home, you know, so like I kind of know where the passing zones
there
are and all that kind of crap. So. Yeah. But at the same time, I was like, you know, maybe this guy will be a dumbass and I'll need to rescue him when he, you know, hits the brakes at the wrong time or something, you know. So I was just like, I'll just chill.
No, because if he hits the brake at the wrong time and you start skidding too, then you're going to be the one.
No, I put like a good five car lengths between us.
All right. No, I'm a passer.
And at that point, right? Yeah. Okay. Like I knew there was this big stretch coming up where there was no chance of passing. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm stuck. So I just slowed it the hell down, put on some Metallica.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will just pass
kill
on principle.
Early Metallica, kill them all. Yeah. Which is, you would think that would make you like want to pass a guy more. That's all like upbeat and thrash metal. Like,
no.
Rocka.
So I will pass on principle if I know like it's going to open up in two lanes, but there's a passing zone like right before that, I will still pass.
Yeah.
Like, screw you. I'm not waiting five more minutes to get to the double lane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or you start passing just as the lane begins. So you get that head start to get around them fast enough.
No, there was one time I was carpooling with Peakless. And I was tailing the car in front. He's like, you're making me nervous, Rich. You got to like back off. I'm like, dude, I got four cylinders. There's a passing zone coming up. I got to keep this close so we can get around.
Yeah.
Because like, that's the thing. Yeah. If you don't have a lot of horsepower, then sometimes you don't make that. That's happened to me before, and it's very frustrating because then you're still behind that person.
You got force. You got to wind it up, man.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to go for it.
It is worth mentioning that Peakless Mountaineer is currently the grand champion of the Crown of Shame. And if he keeps up this pace, he wore it all night last night.
Nice.
Huh? Yeah, whereas the week before, he only wore it for like, one segment or something.
Right? Okay. Is he embracing it?
Totally, yeah.
You might want to switch it up then, because that kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, we have three of them, so.
Yeah, but they're all the same.
It's still a crown of shame, though.
Yeah.
Like, you don't live down the dunce cap.
The reason we have three of them is because we figure at some point somebody's going to, like, burn one or rip one up or something, you know what I mean? So we got a backup. Or perhaps more than one host is late.
That's true.
You know, or does something otherwise shameful that earns them the crown of shame.
I mean, the real reason we have three is because I asked for three at Burger King. Let's be honest.
Okay, fine.
I wanted to make sure we had extras.
Yeah.
I was even going to keep one in my car just in case.
But if he keeps up this pace, he could be in the Crown of Shame Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Depending, you know.
Do we take his picture and, like, put it up on the wall?
Might be a first ballot nominee or something. You know?
You got to get the screenshot of him with the Crown of Shame so we have a picture for it when it happens.
I already have it.
Oh, there you go. All right.
He's ready. He's really anticipating this is going to happen.
It's going to be all over social media.
It was going to be the thumbnail for last night's Odyssey video, but there's a publishing issue and the video didn't actually publish. But I have the photo.
Okay.
Yeah. So not all is lost. Yeah. But, you know, who knows? The Crown of Shame isn't limited to just hosts being late. So,
we're expanding?
Well, I mean, it's called the Crown of Shame, not the Crown of Being Late Shame.
I understand, but so far the only shame we've ever shamed a host for is being late.
So far.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
what's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, you know,
just be on your best behavior.
You didn't bring in any show prep, Nikki. Crown of Shame.
No, she didn't bring any show pork last week when she had a trunk full of dead pigs.
Just trying to think of like what to avoid doing to not get the Crown of Shame now. Now that it's open ended.
No, what to start doing to No,
I'm not Peakless. I'm not trying to wear the Crown of Shame.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
I don't need fingers pointing and bells ringing at me when I'm walking through the street.
You don't like that kind of attention?
Not that kind of attention.
Okay.
I want the, oh my God, it's Richie Rich kind of attention.
Oh. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. This is not the show to get that kind of attention. I wish.
That happened to me at Pork Fest a couple of years ago. I had to take a leak, so I'm headed towards the John.
I'm glad we got the context. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm headed towards the John. And, like, I had been holding it for quite some time. And so I'm, like, making a beeline. I'm cutting across campsites. And, like, I see this guy. And he's like, you know, sort of eyeing me up or whatever. And he's far away, but he's coming towards me, right? And so I kind of jog to the left a little bit to get around a campsite and jog back to the right. And as I do that, he sort of jogs the other, you know, sort of mirroring me. And I'm like, oh, God, this guy's going to come up and say something to me.
Yeah.
And he was a super cool dude. But he was like, you're Captain Kickass, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you or anything. I'm embarrassed. But, like, can I get a selfie with you? I'm like, sure, dude.
Yeah.
And so I stopped and he took the selfie. And I'm like, dude, I got to go, dude. He's like, okay, thanks, man. And so I went. And
just wait right here. I'm going to go take a leak. I will come back to you. You can come with me if you want.
Buddy system.
And then don't dry my hand and be like, hey, good to meet you. I wouldn't do that to anybody.
Just make sure you wash with warm water first.
It depends like what level of fan you are, you know what I mean?
Speaking of level of fans, I'm kind of a fan of this next caller.
Uh-oh.
This is David Ridley calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about concept. Well, I mean, how everyone is talking about they think a civil war is coming and stuff.
Okay.
Is it not?
So I've been trying to put my pokey but fertile mind to the question of what can we liberty folks in New Hampshire do about that?
Yeah.
Pick a side.
Now, if you look back historically, two of the civil war-ish events in the United States history were the attack on Fort Sumter, if you want to call it an attack, and the attack on the Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So, in both of those events, could have been addressed to some extent by liberty activists by doing something I call human shielding, after the 9/11 attacks, some Christians went to Muslim mosques and they acted as human shields to try and protect the mosques that were under threat. Does that make sense?
Yep.
The same kind of thing could be done. Like if there's a situation where people are attacking the federal government, it would be really powerful to go to a federal building and be a human shield or something like that. Just take up residence outside, put up a tent. If you attack them, you're attacking us. If you attack them physically,
why would I protect a federal building?
Because
that's who needs to be attacked. That's the enemy. Those are the bad guys oppressing the population.
Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
We want them to be physically safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that makes you one of the stateies that I'm against. I don't want them to be safe.
I don't think he's saying he's protecting the building. He's protecting the people.
I don't want federal employees to be safe. They're the enemies. Those are the individuals, the government people, goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia, gang, idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, and gang members that oppress the people. They don't need to be safe. They need to be deposed of their power.
They need to be safe because if you become the threat to them, then you reduce the chances of your own success. Does that make sense?
No. If we're all going to gang up on the feds, we increase our chance of success.
I mean, if you're talking about a hypothetical civil war, then it would be hypothetically about choosing sides.
And I choose the side, not the government. Because I'm not a statist or a fascist.
This requires some subtle thinking, right? You can't... If you want your enemy to be weaker, you do not attack him.
That's how you weaken your enemy.
No,
especially if other people are doing the attacking for you.
If you physically attack someone, you make them stronger.
No, that's not how it works. If I punch you in the face, you're going to go down. You've been weakened.
So do you even understand how civil resistance works? Have you ever heard of Erica Chenoweth? Do you know the science behind this?
The science? No. I know who my enemy is.
You've heard of Gandhi, right?
Yes, I've heard of Gandhi.
You see, that stuff works, and trying to shoot at them doesn't. And it's important to physically protect them while politically weakening them. Does that make sense?
I don't want them protected at all. I acknowledge you have a different strategy that entails protecting the gang of your oppressors, but I disagree with that strategy.
Yeah, you protect even your enemy from physical violence if they've got any sort of political legitimacy.
They don't have any political legitimacy. That needs to be removed.
Most of the officials in the Congress were elected, for example.
Okay. And then they can represent those who elected them and stop stealing my money. But as long as I'm being involuntarily taxed and a taxed victim, they're all my enemies.
Yeah, I'm not all about violence or anything, but I don't recognize somebody who was elected as being legitimate as far as being a ruler over me.
Would you go stand in front of them and take a bullet for them while other people are trying to attack them?
Well, I tell you what, if we were willing to do that, that would be powerful.
Yeah, it would be powerful in protecting the slave master from a slave revolt, and I'm on the side of the slaves.
I do support a non-violent protest if it's effective, right? So like Ridley saying, some of the Gandhi stuff, right? You know, that stuff was very effective. There's been other, civil disobedience, civil activist stuff that has had an impact, but those seem to be the exception. Most of the protests that I have seen might have garnered some press, but what is the measurable effect that it had? It's so hard to measure that if you can't measure it, how do you know if you're being effective?
Feds stay in power.
Well, look at the Free State Project. They haven't They haven't harmed any federal officials, and yet we've achieved a great deal more liberty than Michael Collins ever did after they killed 2,000 British soldiers.
The Free State Project, by its own goals and definitions, is a failure.
Not until Jason Thorne is dead.
No, they had a set goal. They failed to reach it. And everything else beyond that is just whatever it is, but it's not the goal of the Free State Project was not reached. It has failed.
So
you can still have a liberty movement, but it is not the Free State Project.
Jason said liberty in our lifetime. That was a motto, and Jason is still alive. If Jason, he's probably going to still be alive in 40 years. If we have liberty by then he's successful.
By your definition, I'm going, the Free State Project said we're going to get 20,000 people to sign, 20,000 people to move within 5 years of reaching 20,000 people, and they failed. Failure by their own definition of what they set out to accomplish.
Ridley?
Okay. I think you're right that part was a failure.
That's the Free State Project. Everything else is the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, it's like anything else. You can set out with an objective, and you fail to achieve that exact objective, but you achieve all the other objectives along the way, which the Free State Project has done.
What other goals did they set, aside from sign 20,000 people up, have them move to New Hampshire 5 years after they signed up?
Well, I guess it was the 5,000 people that moved, which is one quarter of the way there.
But they 20,000 people were supposed to have moved within 5 years.
Yeah, well, it would be nice if we got 20,000, but we got 5,000 more than we would have if there had been no Free State Project.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could somehow, resurrect that as a thing.
You could redo it. Right. You could start another one.
You know.
Free State Project Chapter 2.
Something.
The next line of movers.
Final thoughts, Ridley?
Anyway, be thinking about this. What is the constructive role you can play if violence really does break out?
It's a great question, David. I appreciate you, and thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to comment on, anything we've talked about, or change the subject, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Eleutheromania, the insatiable desire for freedom.
We have been enslaved for all our lives.
It's the new 3-song heavy metal EP from Captain Kickass.
The next ones, they will.
Available now on your favorite music app or get it directly from CaptainKickass.com.
Authority to
thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you talk about whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you, this segment, by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear, like t-shirts and hoodies, are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at LibertyMinded.com. That's LibertyMinded.com.
Sweet. We're back in the swag business.
We got merch, man.
I know. It's been so long.
I saw Bonnie was wearing a LRN.FM shirt. Apparently, it's the only one in existence.
Wow.
First one off the presses.
It's a prototype.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I thought that was cool. I have seen
A new one?
The one she's wearing is brand new. I think. Either that or it's like one that's been sitting around forever or whatever.
I
thought
it
was part of the liberty-minded new merch stuff, but I could be wrong. No one has been like, hey, Captain, check it out. Look at all this new merch we got. I just was like, oh, look, we got an ad for liberty-minded, and I've been there before. I know there's a guy, Mike, who is a mover.
Okay.
Him and his wife, they live a little far away, so he doesn't get down to Keene as often as he likes. But he owns like a big man size Free Talk Live hoodie.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
And every time I see it, I'm like, damn it, I got to get me one of those. And then I forget about it, of course. So yeah. Now that I'm reading the ad, hopefully that'll, you know, spark the
They said do some jerseys so we can get Free Talk Live swag with our names on the back of it.
They'd never fit mine.
I mean,
I'd have to get like three layers of name on the back of my jersey.
Oh, your full title? Yeah. No, it would just say Captain Kickass. I would just kick say, ass
yeah, come on, ass. Man. So short it, you know?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Squish it in there. It's fine. All right.
That's what he always does.
There's a, I've seen a jersey, and it's, oh, God. It's the number 66.
Okay.
Right? But then the name is the word six.
Nice.
So it's 666. So. There's also a
tease off the Christians.
There's also a hockey player whose last name is spelled Satan.
Mm.
It's pronounced Satan. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So this guy that I used to work with in the office on like casual Friday.
Oh,
or whatever,
he would wear the Satan jersey.
He's wearing his and like HR like yeah. Hey, you're wearing a Satan jersey, and he's like, it's Satan. It's a hockey
he's
player.
French.
Yeah. Look here, I'm a fan. He's got like his why picture on his phone or
why
whatever.
Why would
right?
you even know? Think that?
No, I can't believe you're accusing this guy of being the almighty god of the underworld. He's just a hockey player.
I did see hockey jerseys for like the female hockey team with their names under the numbers, so their ponytail doesn't block it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind
there
of
are some,
it feels unnecessary,
there
but
are
okay.
some number of like American football players that should do that.
Yeah.
Some number. Not a lot, but some number.
My dad and my grandpa are old school, so they hated that.
Yeah.
So cut your hair. It's got to stay in the helmet. Yeah. What do you think this is? This is professional.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We've got, let's go to some calls again. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Nikki Haley has suspended her campaign.
Thank God.
And, well, she Trump. Is thinking of what she's going to do because she's going to renounce her pledge that she made to the Republican Party. And
to endorse Trump.
Oh, yeah, is she? I thought she was a Democrat.
No.
Oh.
Support, she was running against Trump in the primaries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, she's going to be, she's not going to
like
support the Trump. And even though she signed a pledge to the Republican Party that she will support the Republican nominee. And I was thinking, how's this sound?
Well, yeah, you just boot her out of the party.
Go to the convention as, you know, one of the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And have the Republican Party officially release her from that pledge unwittingly. Because
these politicians just never keep from the any of their promises or their pledges anyway. I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, that's what a pretty big one.
But anyway, what they are going to unwittingly release her from that pledge. I sent her a letter telling her she should do this. And that is go to the convention, and the chair, who is acting on behalf of the Republican Party, calls the convention to order. And then ask everybody to rise and pledge allegiance to the Republic. And that means she can't support Trump because that would be conflict with allegiance to the Republic.
Did she write you back?
I just sent it. I don't okay. know. Maybe
you're becoming pen pals or something. Who knows?
Well, yeah, that could happen. I sent a letter like that to Chris Christie and to Mike Pence. Mike Pence, of course, is guilty of that terrible, horrible crime of doing exactly what the 12th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says he's supposed to do.
Did either of those guys write you back?
No, but I met Mike Pence at a candidate get-together a few months ago.
Okay.
Was
he pensive?
What he did was he followed where the Constitution says, and I quote, "The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted." And he did exactly that. So
I guess what's the point of releasing her from her pledge or having everyone, like, are you trying to get them to not endorse Trump?
Of course, because Trump is a totally crazy jackass, and
aren't
he's totally unfit to hold public office.
Okay.
Aren't they all, though?
So, just for the registered Republicans, who would then be their candidate if not Trump?
I don't know, but if... See, what Congress needs to do, the Democrats need to do, is be prepared just in case they win a majority of both houses of Congress.
Okay.
in the election, what they got to do is see the Supreme Court ruled that Congress has to pass some kind of law by which to enforce the insurrection clause. And so they will have like a few days in which to pass a law erecting a process, and it can't take very long, under which then the organized part of the government that finds Trump is guilty of engaging in insurrection.
Huh. I'm still not.
I always thought the insurrection clause was just when Santa Claus got mad enough to join a rebellion.
Yeah, well, that too. But if they can,
I still don't know why you're sending letters to Republicans suggesting that they sabotage their party.
Oh, well, because
We're not going to endorse Trump. He's our guy, but nobody's going to endorse him. Let's all go Democrat in this election and put Biden back in office.
Or Libertarian.
That's not going to happen.
Who, though?
The LP themselves can't even put a Libertarian up for their candidate.
Well, they sort of did. Joe Jorgensen was not bad as a Libertarian.
Who are they putting up now?
I don't know. Who are they putting up?
Well, it's not a Libertarian, that's for sure.
Well, do they have? I don't know if they have one.
I think it's RFK. Is there what they're looking at still?
Okay,
yeah, so
they haven't.
Not a Libertarian.
Non-Libertarian.
But they haven't picked one yet. It's still. Libertarian is still in the problem. Okay.
Like I don't even
Wait,
know.
Wait, he wasn't running as a Libertarian.
RFK?
I thought he was running as a Republican.
No.
He's running as an independent.
Right, he's a Democrat running as an independent.
Oh.
So what
See,
I don't even
I don't
get,
know what's
though,
going on. I don't care about any of this.
I don't even get, though, Richie Rich, with you specifically, is how you. Are even aware of all this political crap? Like,
do you know how much show prep I do?
Me
for like one night a week.
as a guy who doesn't recognize government's authority as being legitimate.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I so care less about all this minutia about this hoop jumping that Congress and these candidates and the primaries and all this crap, because it's just a bunch of liars and a-holes trying to control everybody else. So I find it difficult to care about these details.
I don't care, but I got to set people straight on the radio.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I'm glad that you do, because clearly we don't know what's going on. One of us has to.
I didn't know if that was your motivation or if you had some other thing that was keeping you in those details.
If I didn't have to do a podcast or this radio show, I would play a lot more video games.
Okay.
But to be on point with callers like this and previous callers for nonsense, right, I have to be up on current events and what's going on. So I do my best.
I didn't mean to detract. Tom, go ahead.
Okay.
That's what they got to set up this organization, this office that determines whether people are guilty of engaging in insurrection. And then they have to find that Trump is guilty of insurrection before they have between January 3rd, when the Democratic majority gets sworn in, and noon on January the 20th. Before Trump can get sworn in, because the Constitution says that if at the time for the president's term to begin, the president-elect shall not have qualified, then the vice president shall act as president until such time as the president-elect shall have qualified, and they have to have him disqualified before noon on the January the 20th.
That's presuming a Trump victory, which you're also trying to sabotage.
Well, there would be a Trump victory and Democratic majorities in the House and Senate to have this bill go through while Biden is still president, so he can sign it into law by January 4th.
Right.
And then have them find Trump is guilty of insurrection, and then he's disqualified. They probably thought of it, but they know they're not going to do it because they're too slow.
But if Chris Christie and Mike Pence and Nikki Haley all drop their pledge to endorse Trump and pledge to the Republic instead, and Trump loses the election, this is all moot.
Well, I hope Nikki Haley goes on a third party to take votes away from Trump, and then somebody else wins. I'm not thrilled about Biden because he is sound asleep. But hey, it's like they shouldn't have nominated Biden if they didn't want Trump, and they shouldn't have nominated Trump if they didn't want Biden, because it's a contest of who's worse.
It's been a contest of who's worse for a long time, and part of the issue is every 4 years, it's the most important election of our lifetime. right? And so this is not the year to vote third party, because if you vote third party, you're going to take away candidates from whoever.
During Obama, everybody's like, well, I don't believe in changing up president. We're in the middle of war.
Yeah, that too.
Except we weren't. There was no actual war declared.
And that also doesn't make sense at all.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But you had libertarians for Trump when it was Trump versus Hillary.
Yeah.
Right? And that you couldn't vote third party then because it was too important to not let Hillary win.
Or it's a wasted vote. Actually, right? Whatever.
Actually, and then they did it again with Trump versus Biden.
Go ahead, Tom.
Trump won in Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin in 2016 with a minority of the vote. Where, for example, in Michigan, he won by 11,000 votes. And the libertarians got 16 times that number of votes. So, you know, the libertarians, if they had been allowed just like to be in the debates, they probably would have taken more votes away from Trump. And
yeah, but they're not going to win. They're just going to make the other guy lose. That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, they play spoiler. They don't win. And every time it comes around, there are people that shout, this is the most important election of our lifetime. If you vote third party, you're going to take away from the candidate we like. And the other one is going to win, and look at what happens when that happens.
Well, that's why they need to have ranked choice voting. And I vote for the libertarians, and it's not my fault, you know, if drug dealers wind up gunning down cops during a drug raid because you people voted for it. You didn't pull the trigger, but you pulled the lever. You shouldn't have voted against the libertarians.
Why do you think that that's the outcome of voting for somebody else?
Well, they vote for candidates who support
the
practice of sending these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to carry out unprovoked attacks on innocent drug dealers, and then they whine like crybabies when the poor, defenseless SWAT team goons choose to get themselves killed. Well, you voted for that. You know, you didn't pull the trigger, but you pulled the lever.
It's a stretch, but it's not wrong.
I didn't vote for it, but I get his point. Yeah,
the people that voted for the candidates that support the drug war.
Right.
Right, are tacitly supporting violence against police officers.
Sure. I just think, and this is completely personal reasons, like I'm not voting. I don't care who, I do. I do care who is the next president, because I don't want it to be either of the senile old men, because I have one very distinct reason for this. As a comedian, I need some new material. I got to have somebody new to make fun of.
You'll get one in the following election. We got to wait till 2028.
That click was somebody spraying a can of Tommy gun.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom.
It's not going to be a third party. Ross Perot came the closest, and because he came the closest, they changed the rules.
What year was that? 88 or something?
92.
Really?
I feel like I was in sixth grade at the time.
Okay. All right. You're probably right.
Okay. Either way, like that was the chance, and they changed the rules behind him, and they closed the door. Right now, it's prohibitively difficult for any third party to get on the big stage.
Sure.
Right. And because they changed the rules.
Yeah, they don't want somebody coming out of nowhere and actually winning the thing.
Well, the people that.
Javier Milei.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great example.
Can't have that happen here.
Can't
oh
have
my
that
gosh.
Happen. Because the media won't cover it. Right?
Yeah.
Like even if there's a libertarian. Well, yeah, but we're not the mainstream media. Yeah. Right? They'll get no press. Right. The average American voter won't have heard of Joe Jorgensen or Jill Stein or whoever the constitutional candidate was, you know, whenever it was,
right?
They're a non-issue, right? A handful of us know about Vermin Supreme, right? But he's a nothing candidate on the grand scale,
yep.
Aside from, you know, his antics.
Also, most people, I mean, a character like Vermin Supreme, as much as I kind of, you know, was picking up what he was putting down.
I enjoy his shtick.
He's pretty based, too, on a lot of his takes, but the majority of the people in the United States are just going to think that's a complete joke. They're not going to elect somebody with a boot on their head, even though they don't realize that he's a more legit candidate than Joe Biden.
They already elected the two latest jokes, Biden and Trump.
Right.
But those are huge jokes,
but those were
and
presented as legitimate. Vermin Supreme is not presented as legitimate.
Yeah.
And people don't. They don't have the cognitive ability to dissect these issues. So it's like you can choose a hot dog or a hamburger, and that's all they can handle.
What is it?
They can't handle a third
sandwich
party.
And a giant douche?
From The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
South Park. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so. But that's all you're going to get in the media. So that's all the vast majority, like 90% of the country, that's all they're going to see. And a third party's not going to come out of nowhere. even if it's Robert Kennedy.
And there's that rhetoric of it's a wasted vote. You know how many people genuinely, like really, really strongly believe that? And they will ridicule other people for voting third party?
Yeah, no, that's...
I can't believe you would jeopardize this country like that.
That's the mentality. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's the majority.
Every time. Every 4 years, that's it.
I think it's mainly older folks. I think maybe the tides are changing a little bit.
Well,
not
in the liberty direction, because the younger crowd's so, like Bernie.
Unfortunately,
so,
yeah.
So look, if people were allowed,
we want free stuff.
If people were allowed to follow the leaders that they wanted to, and if voting were an indicator of that, right? So anybody who voted for Trump, you go ahead, you follow Trump.
You don't even need to vote for that. You just sign up for like
Trump
services.
You voted for Biden. Yeah. You go ahead and follow Biden. Yeah. Right. Did you know that the majority of the people in the United States of America don't vote?
Yeah.
Good. Then we don't have to follow anybody.
That's right?
We're not beholden by any rules.
My point is how can anybody consider this legitimate?
It's not, because they have the guns, and the most liberty-minded thing to do is protect them.
Now we're getting to the crux of it.
But
yes, they have all the guns.
And we should stand in front of them and protect them.
And this is also a very hot take, right? Even though the majority doesn't vote, the majority doesn't see that it's a charade. They're just too lazy to go out and vote or insert...
Or the Democrats had an illegal immigrant vote for them.
Yeah, or whatever, like insert reason here.
I don't know that. I haven't done any study on like why two-thirds of the people...
They haven't moved to New Hampshire and they're not standing up for liberty and freedom.
Well,
I mean, if you look around...
That. There you go.
Unfortunately...
There's your evidence.
I mean, we got a bunch of...
It's anecdotal, but I'll accept it.
Okay.
People that are pretty low IQ, lazy, you know,
hopped up,
indoctrinated on drugs,
corn syrup,
Red 40.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And that's again, you know, for the Libertarian Party, right? It's the way to win is to also lie to those people and shepherd them in your direction. And then continue to lie to them while you're feeding them freedom.
That's not winning. Lying to people about stuff is not winning.
It'll win elections. It won't win over your hearts and minds, but you don't have to. You just got to get them moving in your direction to set yourself free. Be the shepherd. Guide the sheep.
Oh, now you're sounding godly.
Amen.
That's what the Republicans and the Democrats do, and they win. Amen. They win vice versa every 4 years.
Amen. And a woman...
Thank you. I know. On International Women's Month Day, whatever.
They only get a day. They get a day.
But only international women. Right? You're not an international woman, are you?
No, I'm intergalactic.
They get like a week every fourth week that we leave them alone, and that's about it.
I'm going to get like a green girl with like three boobs and that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Total Recall? You know, Total Recall chick? Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, but like Captain Kirk style, not necessarily Total Recall style.
Okay.
Where she's got like green skin or something. All right. You know? Just to be weird.
No, nope, Total Recall nerd.
That's why aliens don't visit us, by the way, is because humans want to... Well,
have sex with
them? Yeah. Thanks for saving me from potentially saying the word that I wanted to use.
Yeah.
Don't go down there, guys. They're just going to F us all. That's true.
Cover your hole.
Plural.
Holes. If they see one, they'll use it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't, all this politics crap, every 4 years, it just drives me insane because it's so useless.
It's not even every 4 years. They start
juvenile.
Like 2 years ahead.
No, they
it's like all, it's just continuous.
It's true. But like it ramps up.
Yeah, you're right.
To the time you get to like, presidential election time. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. You can't
They stagger
can't
it with midterms.
It. Yeah, they like it somehow seeps into every nook and cranny of everything. And it's like, If a guy just doesn't want to participate, he's not allowed to.
Well, the one thing...
I would have to build a frickin' rocket ship and travel to another planet that will support human life. And even then, they would probably send a rocket after me with, like, vote for this guy, vote for that guy. Come on, do your civic duty.
Good thing you live in America, because in other countries, voting is mandatory. Like, you got to do it.
Really?
Australia, for one.
I didn't know
Like,
that.
You have to vote in Australia.
They're going to shoot me if I don't vote? So.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the penalties are, but voting is mandatory, at least in Australia.
Well,
I don't know if there's the only one.
I mean, this is the secret of government, right? That everything that government says is mandatory actually has a gun behind it.
Well, yeah, but they get 100% compliance, right? Look at that. Everyone voted. Look, look at us. Everyone loves our government because everyone voted and participated.
I would like to see the statistics on that because I find it difficult to believe that everyone in any country would 100% vote. Like, there's got to be some guy that was like...
There's at least one guy.
His bus was late.
I mean...
You know what I mean?
So when you fly...
He was banging the babysitter and, like, couldn't get into the car on time to make it to the voting station or something.
When you fly into Hawaii, because I just went on vacation, but this is true all year round. When you fly into Hawaii on the airplane... They give you a government document for the state agricultural department.
Okay.
Really?
And it's like one per household, and it's mandatory that you fill it out.
What does it ask?
I don't remember because I don't fill it out.
Okay.
So much for the mandatory part.
Exactly. But that's my point. But they make the announcement. We're coming around with paper and pens. You must do this for the state upon entering the state. And they came around, and they're like, form? And I went, no, thank you. And that was the end of it. Right, like I didn't fill out the form. My household didn't fill out the form. You know, no one filled out the form.
Did they come back around to collect them later?
They did. They come back around to collect them, and I don't have one. Like, I just don't, you know. But I haven't filled one out in, you know, I don't know how many trips I've gone back and forth, but I haven't filled one out in years. Like, it might have been in college.
The next time you go and come back, will you accept the form, but then don't turn it in and, like, bring it so we can see it?
Yeah, I mean, you can probably find it online.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. But yeah, I'll bring you a hard copy.
We have the technology.
Yeah.
I don't know if it exists online because I don't look for those things.
Sorry, I'm old.
But my point is
that we have tech from time to time.
My point is that it's a mandatory form from the government that you must fill out. You know, they don't tell you ahead of time, right? It's like on the plane, like you're about to land on the island. They go, oh, by the way, the state requires this document from all of you.
Yeah.
Right, and then you just don't do it. And what are they going to do? Well, I don't know anybody who's been convicted of not filling out the form. Right, they can come try to extradite me if they want. Well, I'll be happy to go through that process. But the last time I probably filled out that form was in college. Like, as soon as I found the ideas of freedom and liberty, I just stopped filling out government forms.
Would you consider, instead of not filling it out, would you consider filling it out, but like Mickey Mouse or like, you know what I mean, just put a bunch of crap in the field?
Yeah, I would consider it. I wouldn't do it because, again, it's compulsory labor.
Right.
I'm not filling out their form.
You for that.
They're not paying me for my time or energy.
As a guy who's always thinking of ways to make fun of these people, you know, it might occur to me if I'd never been to Hawaii before, I never heard this tale, and I was going and they handed me this form, I might be filling out like, what's first name Hugh, middle initial G, last name Rection, right? Yep. Yeah, you know, something like that.
Screw
them. You know, 603-283-6160. What kind of mandatory government stuff have you refused to comply with? Give us a call here on Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. Hour number 3 still to come. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I do want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
Well, to you, Nikki. Yes, thank you, Nikki. And to you, Richie Rich.
You're welcome.
But also to Joseph Storm.
Cool.
Storm. Last name.
Yeah. Wasn't it...
Bringing the thunder and lightning.
Wasn't it Susan and Richard Reed and Susan Storm, the Fantastic Four?
They're redoing another one.
Yeah, I don't
know.
You're
not a big fan? Man.
Well, first of all, the one that I remember is the one with the... Oh, God, I can't remember her name now.
No help here.
Beautiful girl. Anyway.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson?
No,
like
no,
the
no.
new ones?
No, no, no.
Or the old ones?
Oh, man. Alba. Jessica Alba.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Jessica Alba. And then they had...
From Idle Hands?
Yeah. And then they had the guy who played the Human Torch.
Captain America.
Is also the guy who played Captain America.
Yeah.
And, like, while he did a bang-up job playing Captain America, every time I watch the first Captain America movie, I'm like, that's Johnny Storm, man. Come on. Right? So they recycled the guy.
What are you going to do? Cable is also Thanos.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
At any rate, Joseph Storm is a platinum amplifier, which means he gives $25 a month to help amplify Free Talk Live. What does it mean to be an amplifier, you might be asking yourself? Well, you can visit amps.freetalklive.com, and you will find the AMPS program. Essentially, it's a way to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're on somewhere around 200 radio stations right now. We could be on 250, 300, 350 stations is not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy this program, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the perspective of freedom, liberty, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier. As Mark Edge would say, it's the best use of your liberty dollar.
I agree with that.
As far as a charitable contribution is concerned.
Amplify your voice by letting us speak for you.
Yes. Amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Joseph Storm. We appreciate you. All right. So, did we finish talking about what we were talking about last segment?
Probably.
I think so. Right.
I mean, we had callers the last segment.
We did.
Did we finish Pig Casso is the real question.
We did not.
Oh, okay.
In fact, sitting right in front of
me. The millionaire pig deceased.
Global art sensation Pig Casso, not to be confused with Picasso, but Pig Casso.
Yes. Both artists, by the way.
What?
They're both artists, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Unlike Kevin Bacon and the other mystery pig.
That's true.
Well, we
haven't. Both not actors.
Yeah, well, but we don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen his work.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
How do we know Kevin Bacon wasn't an artist?
Well, no, an actor. Like, we know the human Kevin Bacon is an actor.
Right.
Right.
But the pig was not.
As far as I know.
Right.
I mean, if there's credits to its name, we'll check the IMDb.
Well, that doesn't mean he wasn't an artist. Like, maybe he just rolled around in the mud in the creative way. Oh, I thought you said artist.
No, Kevin, like, this Picasso is an artist, much like the Picasso was an artist. But Kevin Bacon, not an actor, like the actor Kevin Bacon.
Clear as mud.
Wallowing that.
Gonna squeal a little bit here. Global art sensation. Thank you for the snort. Picasso, a 500 kilogram pig. What's that in, imperial?
Times 2.5 or 3 or whatever.
Do the math for me. We'll come back to it.
1,012.
What was it again?
500 kilograms.
That sounds like a lot.
It does. Pigs are kind of big. Big pig.
I only know millimeters and grams.
Is known, well, yeah, that's the only metric system I know is grams, ounces. You know,
no, that's not
like
metric.
That.
Ounces is not metric.
I guess it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, well, oops.
It's like 230 pounds.
Oh, that's a lot less.
Is known,
supposed to divide.
Yeah.
Okay.
This pig is known for painting with her nose and a paintbrush. Like, her nose and a paint, like, does she sometimes paint with her nose and sometimes paint with a paintbrush?
I mean, if you're going to do, like, if you're going to draw a pig nose, you just press it up.
Does she stick the paintbrush in her nose and paint that way?
Guess we got to keep reading and find out.
I guess. Has passed away.
Aww. Oh, I guess we're not going to find out.
In South Africa at the age of 8, after suffering from chronic rheumatoid arthritis, her owner said on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you make a pig paint.
When you're 8.
It's a little young for arthritis.
Right. In a statement to Cater's News, Joanne Lefson, a 52-year-old artist and animal rights activist, announced that her creative partner had passed away after her symptoms rapidly worsened in September of 2023. By October, Picasso had lost the use of her hind legs due to calcification of the lower spine.
I like that it's your creative partner. Like, yeah. Picasso's doing all the work and she's just cashing the checks.
Yeah. She's my, like, creative, my creative partner. Partner, creative partner.
You know, this might be the most sad I've ever felt for a pig.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I as an artist, right?
I
mourn another artist.
All right.
You know? There is much sadness that such an inspiring figure for animal welfare has passed. Okay. For welfare animals has passed? That's,
I mean, is that really that inspiring?
But we also celebrate a life well lived.
Have
the
you
profound
made a million
difference
dollars?
No.
This pig has.
Well, yeah,
that's
inspiring.
Yeah, that is inspiring.
I long to make the amount of money as this pig.
Or depressing. What do you mean? I'm 51 and this pig makes more than me?
At age 8. What were you doing at age 8?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it might be more in pig years.
So probably chucking rocks at girls or something. I don't know.
Okay. You know, calling them pigs.
They mature faster.
How sad is that?
The pigs or the girls?
The pigs.
And the girls.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's a tweet here from Compassion and World Farming says, in loving memory of Pig Caso, who has sadly passed away, rescued from a factory farm in South Africa. Rescued from a factory farm.
Hey, when you show that kind of promise, you can expect to get rescued. Learn to paint, you other pigs, so you go to the chopping blocks.
Like, screw all these other pigs. We're taking the talented one.
Right. It's exactly what they did.
I wonder if they went in like all SWAT style. Did they break into the farm? Did they have to do recon first? Did they have to disable the security system? You know, I feel like there's a Bruckheimer film in here somewhere.
Maybe
to
fill out the adoption paperwork.
The rescue. From the farm.
We'll take that one.
Picasso changed the hearts and minds of so many, encouraging them to reconsider how they saw farmed animals. She will leave a lasting legacy. In 2016,
I doubt that. I mean, it's not like the other pigs just all of a sudden picked up a trade, right, and avoided slaughter. Like, they're all bacon, right? They're still farming the animals.
But are they Kevin Bacon?
No, because that one's in, like, Wisconsin.
Right.
This is South Africa.
In 2016, Lefson rescued Pig Caso, who was then 4 weeks old from a factory farm just before she was due to be sent to the slaughterhouse. 4 weeks? How big is a pig at 4 weeks?
Not very. That must be wrong, because that would still be a piglet. You wouldn't kill a piglet.
It's the tastiest meat.
Yeah,
I don't think they do that with pigs, though.
Oh.
I think that's more of like a calf thing.
Well, it's also South Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing down there, I guess.
Is there four weeks?
That sounds like very... I mean, that's a little pig.
Well, how many of that is pig years? We're talking about an arthritic pig at age 8.
No, 4 weeks is still really little.
This is the third of the three little pigs of tonight's show.
Little pig.
So we got to stretch it?
Well, no. We have so much show prep that...
That's why you brought it up.
It's ridiculous, but... Well, somebody said... Well, anyway.
Okay.
From there, the pig was relocated to a sanctuary for rescued animals in Franschhoek.
Built out of bricks?
South Africa.
This is the third one.
I feel some huffing and puffing coming down the pike.
Blow your painting down.
At one point, Lefson noticed the pig would eat or destroy everything left in her stall except for a paintbrush. Lefson then came up with the idea of teaching the swine to use the brush and nurtured the animal's interest in art.
That seems staged. Why would a paintbrush be in her stall to begin with?
Right. This is not just a painting pig. Far from it. This is a serious and highly creative collaboration where I work and encourage through moving brush to develop dynamic artworks that inspire and challenge the status quo. This is the guy taking credit for the pig's art.
Every morning I go to the pig and say, paint me a painting or it's back to the farm with you. And every morning it paints me a painting. How ironic.
The project was dubbed Lefson plus Swine. Oh, got to put his name first, right? Can't put the swine first, the one doing the work, right?
Right. It's like a lead singer.
It's just like a lead singer, actually. In the music industry, there's something called LSD. That's lead singer disease, right? And this just means that your singer's never going to help you haul gear, right? When the show is over, it's kind of their job to like jump down off the stage and go schmooze and go try and sell merch.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. If they're not doing that, then they suffer from LSD.
Okay.
Yeah. At any rate, the purpose was to emphasize humanity's disconnect and discord with our planet and focus on the food we choose to eat and the detrimental effects that the animal agriculture has on the environment and the welfare of animals.
But he only rescued one.
Listen, that's all that was in the budget.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He didn't encourage all of his friends to go rescue one each.
He's like,
Over her artistic career, the pig sold over $1 million worth of her paintings and set world records for becoming the first animal artist to hold a solo art exhibition and selling the highest priced artwork painted by an animal.
Who's a better artist, like her or Hunter Biden? Based on sales volume.
I don't know.
I wasn't aware that Hunter Biden was an artist.
Oh, you didn't know that that's also how they laundered money?
No.
Oh, okay.
Through the art world.
No, I didn't know that. I thought he was just selling crack, but...
Picasso has been described...
Free crack with pain purchase.
Oh.
Buy one, get one.
Picasso has been described as the most successful non-human artist in world history.
Wow.
Now her legacy continues through the sanctuary and our mission to inspire a kinder, more sustainable world for all. All right. Okay.
No protege pigs in the works.
Sorry, you're dead, Picasso.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, this
didn't inspire more pigs to pick up the paintbrush there. Yeah. I want to be like Picasso.
I do not know.
Leonardo Pig Vinci.
I do not know. Let's try an unscreened caller. You're live on the radio. What's your name, please?
Hey, failures.
Hello, Francis. Hello, Francis Peralta.
Is that the name that came up?
Yep.
Wow.
Francis, what's on your mind?
Hey, you
direct
guys,
from his mom's basement.
Guess what? You guys want to hear the title of the new book I'm writing? It's an expose.
Nope.
It's called Taxation is Not Theft.
Oh,
the Libertarian Delusion. Oh,
how original.
And it's Crimeless Victims.
Are you going to self-publish on Amazon?
Yep.
Hey,
by your boy, Evolution.
I have an idea for you, Francis. Why don't you find an artistic pig and have them do the illustrations for you?
His mom's right upstairs.
Why, are you available?
I said artistic, not autistic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't say autistic pig. I said artist.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I'm pretty pissed off because you guys totally avoided my question last week.
No, we didn't. I addressed it after we hung up on you.
Yeah.
No, you guys can't hang up on me and like.
Sure, we can. Address. See.
Do whatever we want.
I just put him on hold.
I didn't hang up on him. He's still here. Francis, you still
you guys can't hang up on me and address
it. Yes, I can. I've proven this to you time and time again.
You're correct. It may have been in bad form, but it's totally possible and has been done before, will be done again. But I made sure that we addressed your concern after you hung up the call.
You didn't. So here, let me put it again. Let me show you how it's a perfect
Skeeter's going to secede his mom's basement.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. This is Francis.
Oh, Francis is going to secede his mom's basement.
Francis Peralta.
Okay. He's going to
It must be his mom's number.
The laughing is like nails on a chalkboard.
For better laughs from a pig.
Gosh.
Hey, let me
No.
Let me set up the analogy, right? So
no.
In Ancapistan, right? In Ancapistan you can own property, right? That's obvious, right?
Ancapistan
but
doesn't exist.
Land, right?
The hypothetical Ancapistan, you would have private property ownership, yes.
Yeah, so my mom can own land, and she can create her own rules on that land, right?
Like Didn't we already do this?
Right, but we hung up on him early last time, so now it's resetting.
Yeah, you guys totally answered different questions. You didn't even answer my question. It's unilateral succession of theft.
It would help if you could ask a succinct question.
Okay, so your mom owns land. Go ahead.
Your mom owns land in Ancapistan. Then what?
Ancapistan. So she can create her own rules, right?
On her land, yes.
On her land, yes.
She can enforce those rules as she sees fit. And one of those rules can be rent, right? She can charge rent, and it can be proportional to one's income, right?
Did your mom raise your rent?
Yes.
Right? No.
Yes, right.
Okay, yes.
Right?
Yes. Right.
Then, for the same reason, taxation isn't theft.
But in Ancapistan, there's not a gotcha.
Got him?
In Ancapistan, there's a legitimate purchase of land, legitimate ownership of land, and in the current situation, there's not.
Yeah, you're assuming that a collective that hallucinates... we let you ask your question, now we're trying to answer. Hush. You're imagining that a collective...
You're comparing autists to Asperger's.
That a collective purchased or otherwise legitimately acquired something known as a nation, and that is not true. There's a huge difference between a body politic claiming ownership over land versus an individual owning land.
You can have
land.
Joint ownership, right? You can have joint ownership,
You could,
right?
But that is not what the United States is. The United States is not joint ownership.
It's just like a corporation.
No, it isn't.
With voting rights.
I mean, it kind of is. It's a corporation.
It is a corporation, okay. But there is no consent involved, whereas private property ownership,
yes,
there is.
You can leave. Bye, Felicia. You can renounce.
why
he's really like backed out today
because we let him stick around.
Yeah, they're the ones who violate consent. Why should I leave?
They don't. I just showed you. They don't.
They do. You didn't show us jack.
Taxation is rent.
It's not rent.
Taxation is not rent. Oh my god! You are beyond hallucinatory, pal.
Taxation is rent.
There's one T-shirt in the world. He's wearing it.
Extra, extra, extra large.
Francis, I'm so disappointed in you. You are
not even mad. Just disappointed.
Just like I don't. You are like a beacon of what's wrong with planet Earth today.
And again, I've said this before, as an advocate for your own position, you're a terrible communicator.
Absolutely. Moving right along, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Good to talk to you. Am I on?
You are on the air.
Okay, yeah. You know, I just want to say I have noticed that, you know, the newspaper articles that claim to invest in a company that's going to go up is actually a false article because it's I knew two friends that read the article, invested like one invested $50,000, lost it all. The other one invested like $7,000.
I mean, they should always lead with "This is not financial advice. Invest at your own risk." So what is?
Well, the thing is, it's corporate media. The newspaper is done on purpose. Like kind of in like it's like an inside trader kind of a thing. Like Martha Stewart knew to pull out all of her money, and all the rest of them they got tricked into investing all the money. All the little people.
Yep.
But people were in the network, the little circle. They pulled all their money out.
And this is how your Congress critters get to become millionaires off of a government salary, right? Because they're in bed with the corporations, and they know what laws are going to pass and how that's going to affect the stock price well before anybody else does because they control the laws.
Well, and then also a lot of things is about the corporate media. The media is also bought out and controlled, like newspapers.
You're correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's corporate media. So
don't believe what you read and invest accordingly. Huh? So don't believe what you read and invest accordingly.
No, you can't. What I'm saying is you have to actually do the opposite. See, they were advertising on the commercial that petroleum, oil, and gas is going to go up. It's actually a false advertisement. You have to understand that it's going to tank. They'll pull all your money out. That's what they're really saying.
So invest accordingly, right? If you believe that, you can make investment decisions based on what your beliefs are that, if you are correct, should lead to a profit. That's how it works.
Yeah, but it's a matter of, like you say, it's a matter of personal belief. If you really believe the lies, I think it's a lying advertisement.
Yeah, but if you recognize it as a lie, you can bet in the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling in. Mm-hmm. You have to realize that whatever they say, you have to do the opposite when they come up with an article and they pump up this company.
This is also not financial advice from Sarah.
Well, that's what I noticed. You know, I have a friend that invested in Thornburg, and when they went under, they went completely out of business. Now I hear about the company coming back because all they have to do is wait 7 years and they could rebuild a company again.
Mm-hmm.
So then they took all the people that put the money and went under. They took all the money. Now they're going to bring the company back.
Okay.
And take a whole new slew of money from a whole new slew of people.
This is another problem with corporations getting protection from the state. Right, you file the paperwork to become a corporation. All of a sudden, you're not individually liable for mistakes made by the company, and it allows for things like this. So you need to separate the corporates.
Yeah,
so you need to separate the companies from the state and not allow that to be a thing.
Well, I just think that's my what I want to come let people be aware. Don't trust the media because. Like, they tell 80% of the truth and 20% is a lie.
It's probably vice
everybody.
Versa, but all right.
Probably 80% lie and 20% truth. Mainstream media, anyway.
Yeah.
News that says, they've been, have the U.S., the government been hiding the UFO sightings, and have they been getting technology from the the aliens? Of course they have. But you waited, what the news said that, there was no cover-up, and then there was no UFO landing, and we didn't get any technology from the aliens.
Nah, it wasn't covered up, it was classified.
Lying. Yeah, yeah.
You're just not allowed, you don't have the clearance to read it.
Yeah, but the media, what they'll say is, they never did any of that. We don't have any UFO documents, and they did. You know what? And there's people that, like, rocket technology was from the alien technology.
Some say so is the internet. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. We appreciate you bringing this new news to light to everybody.
Clearly a long-term listener of Free Talk Live and their anti-mainstream media position.
Did you know they're lying? Yeah, you're a little late. 603-283-6160. The final half hour of Free Talk Live still to come. Stay tuned. We've got more in store. Tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our program tonight.
I feel like that stupid daylight savings time makes it seem like it's going by faster.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame it on that.
I haven't looked outside. Is it still light out?
I don't know. So I drive over here.
Yeah.
Like, this is another thing. And, like, the past few weeks.
And another thing. Sorry.
It was just, like, the sun was already set by the time I got on the road. It, it had passed that time. And now it's in my eyes again. Like, we sprung forward, and now the sun is back up in my face as I'm driving over.
You own shades?
I do. Several pairs, but yeah.
Do you wear several at the same time, or?
I carry several at the same time, but I wear one at a time, yes.
Have you ever been wearing shades, and then you also had a pair of shades on top of your head?
I've done that, yes.
And then one reverse?
I haven't done that, no. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. But I have wondered where my shades are while they're on top of my head, and then only to go and grab another pair of shades, and then later on realize that, so... That's how I roll.
Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it do. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Fork Fest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Fork Fest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. Hope to see you there. All right. We had so much show prep that, like, there's so many things I wanted to get to.
We got through the Three Little Pigs, though.
We did, yeah. That's all pretty good. We'll take that as a dub, if you will.
Woot woot.
A W, not a George W.
Please, no. Not again.
There was something... let's talk about this one. This from 1011now.com. I don't know where. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
I don't think we're in Nebraska.
There. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we are. I haven't checked, but.
Corn tower out there.
Lincoln woman exploits pump glitch to get over $27,000 of free gas.
Oh,
police
yeah.
Say.
That's beautiful.
Now, is that theft?
Yeah,
they're claiming it.
Yeah, I would say that probably is.
Okay, hear me out then.
Let's talk about it.
All right, if you go to the grocery store and the barcode reader is messed up and they scan something for less than what the shelf price is.
That's typically an accident.
This was also an accident.
No, it seemed like she was purposely doing that.
She wasn't hacking into the system.
Well, no, she wasn't, but neither.
It was a glitch.
When it's a glitch at the grocery store, too, you're not hacking into the system.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But you just take the price that it scans at.
Yeah.
At the grocery store.
But did you steal the thing, then? At the grocery store?
I mean, kind of.
Do you have an obligation to go back?
I mean, if you realize it and you know the price is wrong, I would say yes.
Okay.
But I mean but their system, I probably wouldn't.
Their system said it was cheaper than it was. Yeah. And that's not on me.
So maybe that's it. You could assume like, oh, maybe that was the correct price in the listed price. Like it was on sale.
Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe that gas was on sale.
Okay.
Like similar, but that does feel like different than this.
Only because she did it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, so. Okay. Let's get into it a little bit. A gas station in Lincoln has fixed a glitch. This reminds you of Office Space.
We fixed the glitch.
No, you don't have to fire him. We fixed the glitch. It'll just work itself out. Gas station in Lincoln, Nebraska, has fixed a glitch that allowed someone, quote unquote, to pump thousands of gallons of fuel for free. Don Thompson, age 45, why do they always give people's ages? Like, is that relevant?
Yeah, like,
does
it matter?
Like, Don Thompson, age 13, like, would it make a difference?
If it was an enterprising 17-year-old who figured this out, I'd, like, you know, hire him somewhere.
I am actually kind of surprised Don Thompson, 45, is the one who, you know, took advantage of this glitch.
She's probably got kids and needed that money for school supplies.
Charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking $5,000 plus. Police said she used an exploit to pump free gas for more than 6 months. Lincoln police got a call from Bosselman Enterprises loss prevention manager on October 20th, 2023. The manager got word from the pump and pantry near West O Street and Sun Valley Boulevard that someone had been participating in a fuel scam.
Again, is it a scam? It's a glitch. She didn't put up any one of those card readers or whatever.
This place is called the Pump and Pantry. Have you ever seen the Pump and Go?
I've seen the Come and Go.
The convenience store?
Yeah.
My other favorite is the Flying J.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, that's what happens. You smoke a J and you're flying, man. Although the Flying J is a truck stop, so there's no airports involved.
Okay.
To my knowledge. So no flying, really.
Soon. With the flying cars.
Perhaps. Perhaps Flying J will be double as, like, carports.
There you go.
Right? The vehicle, flying car airports. Anyway, the Lincoln police got a call and said someone had been participating in this fuel scam. That's their words, not mine. Upon further investigation, police learned that the fuel pumps received a software update in November of 2022. The update managed orders and reward cards, and it was made at the request of customers and staff.
The upgrade was.
Okay. Yes. Unbeknownst to the company, however, the update was exploitable. It allowed anyone to swipe a rewards card twice to enter the pump into a demo mode.
Still sounds like their fault.
From there, the user could pump gas for free. How did they discover this, though?
Someone did.
Because they were missing a bunch of money, right?
Well, no. How did they discover the exploit? So normally you go up to the pump, in my experience anyway, recently, you go up to a pump, you put in your credit or debit card, and it goes, do you have a rewards card? And you say yes, and then you put in your rewards card, and then it gives you the discount.
I pump at BJ's. BJ's, you scan the club card first.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm wondering, like, who discovered that if you swipe the club card twice, you get the free gas?
You swipe the card and you're not sure if it actually took it because you didn't hear the beep and you weren't really looking at the thing. You swipe it again. All of a sudden,
it goes
beep.
Yeah.
And then you pump
select
your gas.
Fuel grade and begin dispensing fuel.
Whatever it is.
The loss prevention manager discovered one particular card had been repeatedly used to get free gas. By tracing the card's information, police were able to identify Thompson. Court records show.
See, again, if you were a sophisticated criminal, you wouldn't continuously use the card, right? You would get another rewards card every time, put whatever Mickey Mouse, Huge Erection, whatever you want on there, and then just use a different card every time.
Yep. A video surveillance showed Thompson pumping fuel into her vehicle on multiple occasions. Police think that the fuel was stolen between November 13th, 2022 and June 1st, 2023. In those months, the reward card was used 510 times. It was also used multiple times on days it was used, police wrote.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's pumping for friends as well. I mean, this is like six. Yes. I don't know who pumps like 500 times in a 6 month period.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It was a lot of gas.
Bank error in,
I mean, I don't know.
Bank error in your favor.
Maybe she's got like a 78 Chevy van or something.
Anything with eight cylinders.
Right, yeah, or more. It's estimated that 7,413.59. That's a pretty darn, what's the word I'm looking for?
Precise?
Precise estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look at gas pumps. How many other, like, prices do you see go to three decimals? It's like the only industry that does it.
It's estimated 7,413.59 gallons of gasoline were pumped during those uses. The manager estimated the average fuel cost between those months to be approximately $3.75
See?
Per gallon, bringing the total losses to $27,860.27. Tell her what she's won, Bob.
One count of theft.
I felt like Bob Barker and like, okay, you know, a new car. Right? You know, they're going to open the door and
out come, I mean, $27,000, you can get something good used nowadays.
Confetti falls down. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's only at the Showcase Showdown. Okay. That's my bad. Court records show that the rewards cards also, or the rewards card also accrued minimal rewards points because it wasn't being used in an intended manner. So she still got some points for the rewards card.
Imagine doubling up on that. You get all that gas and a free hot dog.
They're like, and she stole 17 hot dogs.
She cashed in her rewards points for 12 hot dogs, right? Yeah.
She got to upgrade her drink. She went with the 64 ounce instead of the usual 32.
Left it on top of the car.
This fateful August morning.
Oh my gosh. Police also learned of another person using the card in 2023. I'm assuming they mean her card.
Okay.
The woman was
a co-conspirator.
The woman was contracted by officers, and she claimed that Thompson would let her use the card to get discounted fuel.
Imagine letting your friend, you're like, let her in on the, like, oh, I got, you know, I figured out this cool hack, and then your friend rats you out to the cops. What a loser.
Okay, so again, she thinks it's something special about her card.
I can tell.
Yeah. Right, is there something, is there something special about her card? Because a friend could use her friend's card.
Yeah, right? I don't know, that's a good question.
You just swipe the card twice.
The lead up, they said that it was a glitch in their system. It wasn't anything to do with her card.
Right.
So her friend, yeah, in theory, could have
used her own card.
So, like, chick, use your own card. I'm not going to let you use mine.
But then she wouldn't have been able to rat her out to the cops.
Right.
Well, she
maybe she didn't know. Maybe her friend tried it with her own card. Maybe her friend didn't have her own card.
Or you think she thought that there was something special about her card?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the magic rewards card.
Okay.
I'm getting rewarded all the time. I got like $27,000 in gas reward. That's right.
She bought it off a guy for some 5 magic beans.
These rewards are... That'd be hilarious if that's how she got it. Police also learned of another... No, we talked about that. The arrangement was that the woman would pay Thompson for using the card. Entrepreneurizing.
She's selling it to her friend.
Yeah,
she's renting it. Okay. Right? Like, you can use this card.
That's an extra charge.
For a discount.
I'm not going to tell you how to use your own card. I'm going to make you use mine.
You look, your gas guzzler is going to easily eat $100 worth of gas. I'll charge you 50. Just take this card, swipe it twice, and fill up.
Teach a woman to fish, and she learns how to fish, and like give her a fish or sell her a fish, and she knows where her fish is sold. Or something like that.
What?
Something fishy going on. Yeah.
It's like knowing where your market is.
Oh, yeah. I was wrong. The arrangement was that the woman would pay Thompson for using the card, according to the arrest affidavit. In total, police think that this woman paid Thompson $500 for $700 worth of gas between 10 uses.
She's not even getting a good discount.
Yeah, that's... She would have probably got a better discount with their regular rewards card.
Maybe.
I mean, if you're only getting that good of a discount, maybe you do rat your friend out.
No, right? I was going to say, no wonder she was like easy on the vocals there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Next time, you know.
Yeah. The woman said that Thompson sold the card sometime in June of 2023. The fuel exploit was fixed on June 1st of 2023.
So she realized it didn't work and tried to get rid of it.
I got to sell this to somebody so that, you know, when the cops do eventually find out, they're going to target this other person and not me. Police said, can you sell a rewards card, though? Like,
I mean, why
I
not?
I mean, I guess you could, but when you get one, isn't it registered in your name?
Well, but they don't know who's using it as the pump, obviously.
Yeah.
And if she thinks it's this magic card and she sells it to someone who thinks that there's the only card that's magic is hers.
Police said Thompson received the card in lieu of payment from a man paying off a card debt.
Ah.
The man could not be contacted because he was deceased by January of 2024.
So he also thought it was a magic card? So maybe it was.
Okay. Like maybe he was one of the technicians or something that knew about it?
But if it was his card, when they traced ownership, wouldn't they have traced it back to the dead guy and not her?
Well, unless they got her on camera and they found out when the car was being used.
They did have her on camera. Yeah, they probably got her license plate, ran it through the cop thing.
Like a detective.
The database.
Yep. Databasist.
Wow. Databasist, right, yeah. Thompson was arrested on March 6th after a months-long investigation. So they probably wasted way more than like $27,000 just investigating this thing. She was arraigned on Thursday, and she was not listed in the Lancaster County Jail's inmate roster as of Friday. Probably first-time offender, got out own recog. Her bond was set at 10%.
Swiped her gas card to make bail.
Nice. Her bond was set at 10% of $7,500, so $750.
There you go.
Thompson's next court hearing is scheduled for April 11.
Oh, we got to stay on top of this one. Maybe. We'll see if I come across something.
Oh, man. There's people listening to us right now who are stopping at a gas station.
And swiping their card twice.
Do you guys do this reward stuff with the places you shop?
No.
Do you get the card or whatever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Occasionally. Yeah. Like, if it's Price Chopper and I'll get an actual deal.
Yeah.
But I don't do the gas cards
I'll go, like, at Price Chopper and a couple other places, they have a house card.
Yeah, you just go, yeah.
And so I'll just be like, can I use your card? And they're like, sure. And so then I get the discount anyway without having to put my name on a thing and have them track all of my grocery purchases and try to market crap to me.
Yeah, see, with the marketing background, like, I'm okay with targeted advertising.
Sure.
Right? So if I'm going to be shopping at the same store and they see that I'm buying the same things and they're going to send me coupons for those things, why wouldn't I want that? And the only thing you can say is, well, to protect your privacy, but you don't have to give them a real name, right? You can create a fake name with a fake email address, put all the bad information on there, and it's just the card you use that gives you the coupons whenever you want to use it.
All right, so I'm going to now sign up for all these cards that say Rich E. Rich.
No, because they already exist, because I've already got them. But go ahead. I don't care.
You're like, right? I'll take the points. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take the points. Yeah. Again, when I was on vacation, I don't have the store cards for the local stores anymore.
Yeah.
And my mom was just like, use my phone number.
Right? Oh, yeah, so, I always use my mom's phone number. Right. Like, everywhere I go, I just use my mom's phone number.
But one thing that did happen.
Like, I know she's got a card.
One thing that did happen, I was, like, checking out, and they're like, you have $12 of points that you could use towards this purchase. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, no,
I'll
see
could have done it. Could have.
I used to use my roommate's phone number at the gas pump to get the discount. They're like, enter your rewards phone number. And I'm like, it is.
Yeah, same thing.
Sweet,
Who cares?
Get the discount. He gets the points.
But you don't get any of the coupons that follow up with that with targeted marketing. If you don't want them, fine. Right. I'll take the discounts.
Yeah.
Well, send me your coupons. I'll use them if I need them.
I mean, that costs me time and money. So,
well,
so you're both here.
To the general listener,
do a coupon swap.
If you don't
want
your coupons,
free labor for you, pal.
No, but if you don't want a deal, if you want a deal, I'll take the deal.
I'll sell you these coupons.
No, I'm not buying the coupons.
I'll sell you my own. I'll sell you this magic rewards card for $700. Yeah. So you can get $500 in gas.
No, that's backwards. Sell $500 and give me $700.
Oh, you don't want the deal?
It's not a deal. You know what would be a deal? Prepaid gas, right? But then you can bet on the price of gas.
Only if you could prepay at the current price.
That's how you prepay. You buy gallons.
Well, but some people would think you're just going to get a card worth $20, and then whatever day you use it, you spend that $20 at whatever price.
I'm saying prepay gallons, pre-purchase gallons of gas.
I want to be able to buy a card that says this card is good for
20
gallons.
Yeah,
whatever it is, yeah. And that would be good for me.
Yeah. It's like a forever stamp, but for gasoline.
Yes. Yes. That's almost the opposite of that Wendy's surge pricing that they were talking about.
Yeah, people were mad about that.
They're stupid.
Yeah. And it's like,
even in the article, here's the thing with that. Even in the article, they notated that, the way Wendy's was going to do it was like going to give a discount during off-peak hours. right? Which is the same thing as surge pricing, but just worded differently.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're like, oh, it's busy, right? Supply and demand dictates that the price ought rise. Or when it's slow, you give people a discount. Like,
yeah, like a happy hour sort of thing.
That's exactly what if they called it happy hour,
it would
Wendy's
have been
happy hour between 3 and 5 p.m., you get a discount.
Yeah, I really didn't see an issue with it. I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool like business plan, and apparently everyone else that actually eats at Wendy's disagreed.
We've only got a few minutes left, so whiplash segue.
Okay.
San Diego man is the first in U.S. to be charged with smuggling greenhouse gases.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
How do you even do that?
A man has been arrested.
He bought in a tree.
He got in a tree, he farted, he collected it in a jar. Now he's smuggling it into Mexico.
If he was female, he could sell that on the internet.
A man has been arrested and charged for smuggling greenhouse gases into the United States.
Released it only in the United States because we're the only ones that have a carbon footprint problem.
Marking the first prosecution of its kind in the country, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern California announced on Monday. Michael Hart, a 58-year-old San Diego resident, is accused of bringing hydrofluorocarbons, chemical compounds commonly used for refrigeration and air conditioning.
Oh, man.
From Mexico into the U.S. and selling them for a profit.
Remember when the air conditioner car was cold and not just mildly cool?
Oh, is that why he's smuggling it in?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Older model vehicles can't be recharged because they no longer sell the type of refrigerant to do so. In the U.S.,
I didn't know,
particularly
that.
In California. So this guy, being an entrepreneur, is like, "Oh, I can source that in Mexico. Next time I'm down there, I'll pick up a couple of cases. I'll bring it up here, and then I'll turn around and sell them for a profit."
I support this guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
However, that violates regulations set in 2020 to slow climate change under the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act, also known as AIM.
Right, again, because if it's used in Mexico, doesn't affect the climate.
Right.
But you cross the border in California and use it, forget about it.
San Diego's so far away from Mexico,
I know.
Too, man.
Jeez.
Like, geez, you know.
We got to protect the planet, people. Leave that stuff in Mexico.
This AIM Act gives the Environmental Protection Agency the authority to reduce production and consumption of nationwide of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs.
What another worthless organization.
Definitely. Since they have been identified as one of the most potent greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere.
Sounds dramatic.
Emphasis on fear. And contributing to rising temperatures.
Hashtag doubt it.
Come on. Really? You're prosecuting a guy for trying to help people fix their older vehicles, make them more comfortable in San Diego.
Yeah, he was just
where
hot,
man. Air conditioning is pretty freaking important.
They're trying to get everyone into EVs. Google the lithium mines if you want to see how
it's horrendous.
Environmentally friendly EVs are.
At this point, smuggling HFCs into the U.S. is illegal, and officials are working to phase down new manufacturing of the compounds within the country. So they haven't stopped manufacturing them. They already acknowledge that they are still being manufactured. So why is it illegal? More restrictions on the use of certain HFCs will take effect next year, according to the EPA.
If he was a Mexican migrant, they probably would have invited him in.
Get him some welfare, throw a check or two at him. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Poor guy.
Give him a prepaid Visa. Give him a magic club card at the gas station.
Voting card. Swipe that D at the voting booth.
It's this thing about like these immigrants getting like preferential treatment and money and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of the same thing as like white privilege.
Okay.
Right? And I say this because
make your case because I'm not buying it yet.
I've seen a skit where... you know, this black guy gets his makeup done up so that he looks like a white guy.
Eddie Murphy?
And he goes to, like, a grocery store, and he puts all the stuff on the counter, and the guy just sort of, he doesn't, like, scan it, and he just moves it from one side to the other, and then there's a person putting the bag and, you know, putting everything into a bag, and he goes, great, how much is that? And he's like, no, man, it's okay. You're one of us, man. It's free. Like, things that never happen.
Was
right?
this the Eddie Murphy skit on Saturday Night Live?
I think maybe
okay.
it was.
All right.
Yeah.
Classic then.
Yeah.
So, long time. Like in the 80s, this was a joke.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And so this is what I'm getting at with that. It's like, white people don't get stuff for free. That's all I'm saying. We don't go into grocery stores and like, no, it's cool. It's all right.
Certain white people. Got to be a politician.
Well, they get everything for free. They live at the expense of everyone else. So
there's your white privilege right there.
That is a politician privilege.
Sure.
Also known as tyrant privilege, which I'm fully against.
Okay.
Like I was talking last night about how, like, all right, cops live at the expense of everybody else.
Yep.
They collect their paycheck through taxation, which is taken, not given, taken from everybody else. And yet, like, if a cop goes to a coffee shop, they give them free coffee and donuts.
Yeah. They're trying to bribe them.
Veterans discount.
Already leeching off of you. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me tonight. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you to all of our listeners and all but one of our callers. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com under the resources tab. Thanks and peace.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the Realtor Mark Warden.
Now you can learn more about the awesome things happening here in New Hampshire in our march toward liberty in our lifetime. Our friends at Porcupine Real Estate are hosting a series of webinars to educate you on the expanded freedoms enjoyed by New Hampshire citizens. Reserve your seat today at move.freetalklive.com. Topics include gun freedom, medical freedom, and political freedom victories. They also have a couple on best practices for moving to the free state and finding housing. These webinars are super helpful and free to attend once you've registered at move.freetalklive.com. Visit their YouTube channel, Porcupine Real Estate, for videos from past presentations and sign up for upcoming webinars for free at move.freetalklive.com.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.